that 2020 has already started with a bang. A lot of huge, unprecedented earth changes, political changes, wars. And this coronavirus is huge. We have a special guest joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour to get into the latest developments. There are all these dozens of videos coming out of people just dropping on the streets of China, reportedly with the coronavirus. They're putting them in tubes and containers, treating it like it's something out of apocalyptic. 28 days later, they're now saying it comes from snakes. It has a very high mortality rate, similar to the Spanish swine flu that killed around 30 million people at the end of World War I. And so we're going to be going over all of this coming up, ladies and gentlemen. A new shock video reveals Chinese collapsing on the streets of their major cities being closed, major airports being closed, train stations being closed. This is a big deal, especially when we just discovered, just like I predicted, Bill and Melinda Gates are financing a company, secretly developing a vaccine that just got patented, and then magically, well, you see what's going on. Bill and Melinda Gates, of course, are really just fronts for a depopulation operation. But first, a special report on the good things and the positive things that are happening. Stay with us.
The Weimar government passed a government registration law in the name of public safety. After Adolf Hitler seized power, the registration list was used to disarm the Jews and political opponents of the Nazi Party. The Communist Party decreed that the people surrender all their weapons and later surrender their knives. 20 million people were killed. Mao Zedong said that the government must command all the guns so that no guns can ever be used to command the party. 65 million were killed.
And if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again.
Yeah! After America gained independence, the people were bestowed with the Second Amendment to defend their freedoms from tyranny. The founders would have likely found the Federal Reserve Bank alone to be despotic, let alone the deep-rooted corruption and tyranny we are steeped in today. Today, there is open talk of gun confiscation.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
When the governor of Virginia threatened to strip his people of their constitutional right, over 22,000 people showed up to protest. 16,000 were armed to the teeth. The spirit of the Second Amendment has nothing to do with sport. It is an equalizing force for the individual soul, which thrives only in a free society. And the only people who want to take it away are tyrants and fools. Virginia was a victory, but the swamp runs deep, and the danger is real. A pivotal year like 2020 comes only once in a lifetime. And we all need to give it everything we have. The leading Democratic candidate has been staffing violent radicals calling for a communist revolution in America, whether or not their candidate wins.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
F***ing cities burn.
The time to act is now. Help yourself and help your family. Support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And we will continue to fight for individual freedom and the spirit of 1776.
1776 will commence again if you don't back down.
You will not take away our firearms, and you will not silence us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? It is Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live until the war room kicks off live from D.C. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time today. All right, we already had Mike Adams, who's an engineer and health news writer and a very smart person, joining us to cover the latest developments on the coronavirus outbreak that clearly is much worse than what Beijing has been saying and is something out of a science fiction horror film. As we see images, hundreds of videos are now pouring out of people just dropping like flies to the ground, flopping around, being put inside containment tubes out of the movie Outbreak, and panicked medical workers on board airplanes at checkpoints, scanning people for high temperatures. This is clearly much worse than they're saying. And a lot of top scientists, we have reports up on Infowars.com, are reporting that it has as high a rate of death as the Spanish flu, swine flu, in 1918-1919 that killed between 30 and 40 million people. So I'll just say 30 million people. And DrudgeReport.com is linked to a big report right now that lays all that out. We're going to be detailing it here today. Here are some of the headlines. Wuhan quarantine, that's what they're calling the virus, expands as Chinese fear authorities not telling full story about coronavirus outbreak. That's out of the Greenwich Times. And that is absolutely a common sense response with all the cover-ups and things that we've seen in the past. It was Rob Dew a few days ago that filed a report, a text report. He's now filed a video report we're going to play here in just a few minutes. InfoWars news director, who's in D.C. right now, on the fact that Bill and Melinda Gates fund a shadowy foundation that's been developing coronavirus vaccines. And then, of course, you have Bill and Melinda Gates and their connection to Planned Parenthood, to depopulation programs, and the statements of Bill Gates wanting to reduce world population down massively. And then you see something like this unfolding. It's very, very suspicious. One of the scientists who invented the coronavirus, that's what it says on the patent, works for a company called Pybrite Institute, which gets funding from Bill Gates, the primary funder on the patent is a fella named Bao Q Lee. And again, that's linked all up on Infowars.com right now. Also, John Hopkins has done big study partnerships with the World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They hosted an event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise, on October 18, 2019, New York City. The exercise illustrates areas where public-private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. Is the new deadly China virus a covert operation? Well, we're going to get investigative journalist John Rappaport and Mike Adams on to break all of that down. There's the patent history on the particular coronavirus that they say that they have invented. Bill Gates funded a coronavirus pandemic exercise in October of 2019. All very, very coincidental, I'm sure, until you realize everything else he's involved in. Here's the Paul Joseph Watson Infowars.com article that's linked on Drudge Report. Professor warns new coronavirus has same kill rate as the Spanish flu. And that's what we're going to cover on the other side of this break that is coming up. Passenger infected with coronavirus wheeled out of airport in quarantine box. And let's just roll some of the footage that we have put together for TV viewers, and more is being added by our intrepid reporters here as they come in. But there are hundreds of these videos now proliferating the internet. New, more shocking ones every few minutes. Shock videos reveal Chinese collapsing on city streets as coronavirus spreads. Video shows hazmat teams treating people who have collapsed in the streets as potential victims of the coronavirus that's spreading worldwide. In one video purportedly shot in the Chinese province of Wuhan, first responders in full hazmat suits can be seen dealing with a man laying in a pool of blood, which indicates he hit his head as he collapsed suddenly on the sidewalk. Another video shows a hazmat team loading another man in the back of an ambulance. And an additional video shows an overflow crowd at a hospital, ostensibly in Wuhan. Wuhan is the largest city in central China and reportedly as the epicenter of the coronavirus. Wow. Now, as I said, we're going to get to Professor Warren's new coronavirus has same kill rate as Spanish flu. And we come back and we're going to air Rob Dew's report ahead of Mike Adams joining us. Then I will get into all the other attacks on free speech that are taking place. And Greenwald, Glenn Greenwald, of all people, have come to my defense and said that it's very dangerous. Once you start banning Alex Jones, then you ban everybody else. And now they're trying to lock him up for his journalism. We're going to be looking at that. We're also going to be looking at what's happening with Trump in Davos. The ratings for Trump in Davos are roughly five times that of the impeachment viewership. People are completely and totally and absolutely sick and tired of it, and they know it's garbage. Now, I plug basically every day in the fall and in the winter what I'm about to do. But now is a time to think about it even closer. My daughters this morning took their fish oil and had with their orange juice, they like to mix in some of the vitamin mineral fusion because I'm trying to make sure they get additional nutrients they need so they don't get sick all the time like the other children. But then I went, wait a minute. When's the last time you guys had iodine? And they said, Daddy, you know, you made us take it last week. I said, well, you should take it a couple times a week. So they went and did that. Small dose of X2. One of the daughters took X3. Then I said, wait a minute. And I rummaged around because I'd been forgetting to take this. And I went, you understand about the coronavirus and all this stuff, that the reason people get a lot sicker during the winter is not just being in cramped spaces. They know it's because you don't produce vitamin D3, which is essential to fighting off viruses and bacteria as a building block in your body, in the winter because you're not producing it from your skin getting sun. Like plants have photosynthesis, well, we produce vitamin D3 from the sun. And that's why white people from northern climes have lighter skin is to be able to absorb more of it. Folks from the equator don't need more. They have dark skin. It doesn't matter if you got black skin, white skin, or red skin, whatever pretty color your beautiful human skin is, you need winter sun, organic, concentrated, absorbable, under the tongue, vitamin D3, wide spectrum. It's the best you're going to find. It's super high-end at a low price because we don't mark it up five times. And it's discounted right now. I can't go 50% anymore on sales because we'll go bankrupt because we don't have that much markup. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I was just in the meeting this morning. That's why I was almost late getting on air, looking at the product we have, what we can sell, what we can do. And this is close to selling out in the next month at the current sell rate. But you know what? I'm going to keep it at 40% off, $23.97. Way better than what you're going to find out there, the synthetic garbage. Some of it costs even more. Some of it costs less. But this is a great deal for what you're getting. Winter sun, vitamin D at InfoWarsStore.com. You really need this to fortify your immune system. If you don't get it from us, get it somewhere. Just make sure it's real and it's organic and that you take it under the tongue because most people don't absorb a lot of it in the gut. Get your D3 today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There's no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that Bill and Melinda Gates are on record being obsessed with depopulating the Earth and being connected to very, very clandestine operations, and have made public statements about depopulation. So the fact that they are involved funding the group that has now patented the coronavirus and are doing mass drills for its outbreak, and now this is happening, is very, very suspect. Remember who Bill and Melinda Gates hang out with secretly, got caught lying about? Yes, Jeffrey Epstein, their front man. So these people are the top of the pyramid. Make no mistake. Well, now, professor warns new coronavirus has same kill rate as the Spanish flu. A professor has warned that the new deadly coronavirus, which originated in China, has the same kill rate as the Spanish flu, which claimed the lives of 20 to 50 million people in 1918. Fears of widespread contagion are growing after hundreds of cases were confirmed and 70 people died. The virus originated in an animal market in Wuhan, we're told. China has now spread it in numerous other countries, including the United States. The virus has a 2% death rate compared to 0.1 for the regular flu. For every 50 people who are infected, one will statistically die. And then it goes through the calculations of that. Novel viruses spread much faster because we have no immunity. And it goes into what Professor Neil Ferguson of Imperial College London said. The report goes on from there. I suggest you read it. Now, days ago, we began to point out that Bill and Melinda Gates fund basically all these big foundations. And sure enough, it's come out that they are the main funders of this one, for the PIR Bright Institute. PIBRIGHT Institute is how it's pronounced. And they hosted the operation called Event 201, Bill and Melinda Gates did, dealing with just such a pandemic just a few months ago. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that every time they have one of these big events, they've had drills that are eerily similar right around the time that are used for cover for any surveillance of what they're doing. If it ever comes out, they just say, oh, that was part of the drill that Building 7 was magically going to fall on 9/11, a 47-story building the CIA was based in. Let's go to Rob Dew's report.
Rob Dew here, reporting for InfoWars.com. There have been some updates in the coronavirus, and I want to make everyone aware of them. Right now, there's about 17 deaths associated with the virus, and over 400 people have been infected with the disease in the Wuhan province, what they're calling now is the Wuhan coronavirus. It is a type of bronchial infection that's related to SARS and also MERS. These are also forms of the coronavirus. But did you know this? Did you know that there is a patent for the coronavirus? That's right, the Perbright Institute owns the patent to the coronavirus, and I'm going to tell you the patent number right now. It is 10130701. And it was invented by Erica Bickerson, Sarah Keep, and Paul Britton. They filed for the patent in July 23rd, 2015, and the patent was granted November 20th, 2018. Now, why is that important? Well, a lot of companies that develop vaccines must first patent the virus. Did you know the Ebola virus is patented now by the CDC? They own the patent to the literal Ebola virus. So we have these companies making vaccines, but first they have to patent these viruses. And why are they doing that? Well, a lot of people say it's because of depopulation. In fact, it was Prince Philip who once said he wanted to be reincarnated as a virus to come back and help kill off most of the population. Because in his effect, humans are bad for the earth, as you see the society we've created here. We're bad for the earth and therefore need to be eliminated. That's why you also see groups like Extinction Rebellion and others touting global warming, because that is a way to control human development and human growth. What do humans exhale? Carbon dioxide. What is the bad element? Carbon dioxide. So they have to get rid of that, and one way to do it is by getting rid of humans and human development. Getting back to the coronavirus, the area of Wuhan where this virus originated has now gone on full quarantine. People are not allowed to leave or enter the city, and they've stopped all public transportation. But is it possible, since this virus is patented and they are making a vaccine for it, that this is a man-made problem? I take you back to the SV40 virus. Never heard of it? It was named for simian virus 40, which was found in the polio shot, and it gave hundreds of millions of people here in the United States cancer. In fact, you can find videos of one Dr. Heinemann talking about the SV40 virus and how they were testing it on the Russians and how they knew it was going to give them cancerous tumors.
gee, that damn SB-40. I mean, that damn vacuolating agent that we have. I'm going to just pick that particular one. Mm-hmm. That virus has got to be in vaccines. And it's got to be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quickly tested it. Sure enough, it was in there.
And I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, that had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point?
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-detected virus. I told Albert...
But at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down... I talked about the detection of non-detected virus. And I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you know, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there and you're going to get upset. But I'm going to talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're going to get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're going to get rid of it. But, so, of course, Albert was very upset with me.
What did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminating
vaccines? Well, no, because, there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. And...
But you weren't activating the kids, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it. And, this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him. And I said, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what? Cancer.
I love it. Go ahead.
No. I said, Albert, I said, you probably think I'm nuts, but I just have that feeling. Well, in the meantime, we had taken this virus and put it into into hamsters.
Uh-huh.
So we had this meeting, and that was sort of the topic of the day, and the jokes that were going around was, gee, we would win the Olympics because the Russians would all be loaded down with tumors. This is where the vaccine was being tested. This was
interesting.
So can we trust the elites to really keep us safe? As you can see, the Capitol's over to my left, and right now they're trying to invent...
All right, the full report is at band.video in the Rob News section, but listen to me. That's the guy that helped invent it with Dr. Salk. He's talking about Dr. Salk saying that, and the clip that dude didn't put in there is when he says, it's okay, we need to depopulate people anyways. So the CDC says 100 million Americans at least died from it, and they hit the Russians too. Nice folks, huh?
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Now we see the earth. Now
you've got it.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some really big developments here. I told you today I was going to cover the attack on the press and how it's intensifying. Well, now we've got another prime example, not just Brazil moving to indict Glenn Greenwald for journalism and I guess wanting to lock him up like Julian Assange, or Roger Stone facing 50-something years in prison for speech. No, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer, InfoWars reporter, has been arrested again. Arrested again. Now, I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. And when we know what's going on, I'll be able to come back and tell you. And we got Mike Adams coming on. But I've got to go do some stuff here. Because I already know the details, but I need to double check those and just prepare. And I just need to take care of a few things here. So we're live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be back here. There's a very important piece that Greg Reese put together that we're going to play right now that's critical. And it breaks down the attempt to take our guns and why America's waking up now, realizing the real intent of guns isn't just self-defense, it's defense against a tyranny. And that's how the nation was founded. So here's that report.
The Weimar government passed a government registration law in the name of public safety. After Adolf Hitler seized power, the registration list was used to disarm the Jews and political opponents of the Nazi Party. The Communist Party decreed that the people surrender all their weapons and later surrender their knives. 20 million people were killed. Mao Zedong said that the government must command all the guns so that no guns can ever be used to command the party. 65 million were killed.
And if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again. Yeah!
After America gained independence, the people were bestowed with the Second Amendment to defend their freedoms from tyranny. The founders would have likely found the Federal Reserve Bank alone to be despotic, let alone the deep-rooted corruption and tyranny we are steeped in today. Today, there is open talk of gun confiscation.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
When the governor of Virginia threatened to strip his people of their constitutional right, over 22,000 people showed up to protest. 16,000 were armed to the teeth. The spirit of the Second Amendment has nothing to do with sport. It is an equalizing force for the individual soul, which thrives only in a free society. And the only people who want to take it away are tyrants and fools. Virginia was a victory, but the swamp runs deep, and the danger is real. A pivotal year like 2020 comes only once in a lifetime. And we all need to give it everything we have. The leading Democratic candidate has been staffing violent radicals calling for a communist revolution in America, whether or not their candidate wins.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
Cities burn.
The time to act is now. Help yourself and help your family. Support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And we will continue to fight for individual freedom and the spirit of 1776.
1776 will commence again if you don't back down.
You will not take away our firearms, and you will not silence us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, another vicious attack on the First Amendment. Owen Schroyer, who a month ago pointed out to Nadler that he was involved in treason, not the president, did it politely, did it in a focused way for 30 seconds, didn't resist. He was charged. When the Democrats go and Code Pink takes over, they never get charged. He was in court yesterday, and the prosecutors were wanting him banned from the Capitol completely. And the judge said, no, that's the First Amendment. This is breaking as we speak. They just said he couldn't, quote, harass members inside the chambers, which means inside the sessions. Well, he was in the group commons area. We've got demonstrators, media, everybody. The footage just came into us seconds ago. And they have arrested him for silently protesting with a piece of tape over his mouth, ladies and gentlemen. So this is really, really out of control. Savannah Hernandez, the reporter, was there. They are not letting people get in with equipment unless they're mainstream media. So she's on her handheld phone. We appreciate her. She just witnessed what happened. And then we're going to roll that footage that just came in after she breaks down what she witnessed. But Savannah, tell us what just happened to Owen.
Hi, Alex. So me and Owen were actually going to go into the Senate trial, and we were going to, Owen was going to hold up a sign that said, Democrats are trying to silence me, find out more at ban.video. But before we came in, the security guard said, Owen, you can't take that in. They're going to arrest you if you put that sign up. Now, we came on Tuesday, and there were impeached or removed Trump protesters right here, right where I'm standing. Of course, silently demonstrating. Nobody talked to them. Nobody tried to come and arrest them. So Owen said, okay, let's go do the same thing. Let's go stand there, and I'm going to do a silent protest. I'm going to hold up my sign. I'm going to put a piece of tape over my mouth that says censored, and I'm going to silently demonstrate. And that's what we did. And then one security card came over. People, you know, there's young students around that are touring the building, and the students were coming up. They were reading the sign. They were in support of him. He was, again, silent demonstration, not making any ruckus at all, just like the removed Trump protesters do every single day here at many of the other buildings around here. And before we knew it, there was five security guards around him, and he got arrested for his silent demonstration.
Savannah, we're going to get more information from you on this. Owen is in custody right now. They told him, I guess, he was arrested. But let's go ahead and roll the footage that you guys were able to shoot that just got into us minutes ago. Here it is.
Active demonstration, and if you don't cease and desist, you'll be arrested.
Sir, the impeached Trump protesters come here every single day. We saw them here. We actually confronted them. Is there a reason why they aren't arrested every day?
What if I just get rid of the sign and hold this?
That's a good thing. Holding up a sign, that's a sign of demonstration. But it can't be any demonstration activities in the Capitol building whatsoever. It's a demonstration free zone.
How come the impeached Trump protesters are allowed to be out here every day? We saw them the other day. They were standing out here. No one came up to them. Is there a reason?
You don't have to arrest me then.
Okay, calm down. Come on, stay in jail. Open up.
No, I don't want to go to jail, but if this is how free speech is going to be violated and you want to arrest me in front of all these people, go ahead.
Absolutely.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not yet. You just warned me. I'm going to give you
a warning. No. Arrest me in front of all these people so they can see the censorship in this country. Go ahead. I want everybody to see the censorship in this country. Impeached Trump protesters come here every day and have never been arrested. But I'm arrested today because I have this sign. That's the attack on free speech in this country. That's the two-tier justice system that we're dealing with. If you're an impeached Trump liberal Democrat protester, you get to come here every day with no consequence. But I have security all over me because I'm standing here silently. And if that doesn't show you the attack on free speech, sir, if that doesn't show you the two-tiered system, I don't know what will.
All right, folks, we've got to go to break. Network breaks are all on satellite. We're going to come back with him being arrested. And then we have the footage of them there 2 days ago, the exact same spot, with a bunch of people protesting, saying they're protesting with big signs. But that's okay, because they hate Trump and they hate America. But if you love America, you go to jail. Welcome back. Alex Jones here, live broadcasting worldwide. Mike Adams has moved to the start of the next hour with exclusive information about Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation being connected to the coronavirus. Of course, you knew that would end up happening. But we're going to get to that next hour. Savannah Hernandez is in the Capitol. They're unable to bring in their equipment there. I've never seen such a clear illustration of discrimination and oppression of pro-America, pro-Trump people. Owen is in the Capitol. The Capitol Democrat-controlled police have already, in court yesterday, asked that Owen not be allowed on the Capitol grounds, period. Owen is in the exact same spot in the Senate rotunda outside the Senate where there are demonstrators all the time. I was just there days ago. They're just everywhere. And holding up their signs, all of it. Owen is silently doing that with his sign, and they come over and say, we're arresting you. At that point, he starts talking. After they said, we are arresting you, he then said, okay, very smartly, so they can't claim him as him making a disturbance. It's him saying, I'm being falsely arrested. It's his right. They're angry at him for standing up to Nadler. The most viral video of the impeachment hoax of the last 3-4 months is Owen. That's admitted. Okay? Top linked on DrudgeReport.com, hundreds of millions of views in the aggregate, conservatively. All over the nightly news. Worldwide, it went out there. Somebody standing up and saying, no, you're the ones involved in treason. And they were saying Trump was involved in treason. And now he was just arrested. More video just came in of him in handcuffs. We're going to get to that in a moment. But let's cut back to where we were, we went to break. Here it is.
I want everybody to see the censorship in this country. Impeached Trump protesters come here every day and have never been arrested. But I'm arrested today because I have this sign. That's the attack on free speech in this country. That's the two-tier justice system that we're dealing with. If you're an impeached Trump liberal Democrat protester, you get to come here every day with no consequence. But I have security all over me because I'm standing here silently. And if that doesn't show you the attack on free speech, if that doesn't show you the two-tiered system, I don't know what will.
All right, told them to cease and desist. He's quiet. They still arrest.
How many warnings do you give to the impeached Trump protesters when they come here today? How many warnings do you give to the impeached Trump protesters? How come the impeached Trump protesters are allowed to come stand out here?
Sir, are you going to put your sign on?
And he cannot silently stand here.
Are you arresting me in front of all these people here today? And if that's what you guys want to do, then that's what you want to do.
He's holding a sign.
Gentlemen, no one can answer me. How come the impeached Trump protesters are allowed to stand out here and he's not? Can I get any comment on this?
Sir, are you going to put your sign away? You guys think I should put my sign away?
Now, next he gets arrested. That footage just came in, uploaded to us just minutes ago by Savannah while she's on air with us, doing a great job multitasking. But there's the sign. Tech companies banned me from social media. Democrats are trying to ban me from the Capitol. Learn more at banned.video. Not my idea. Another great idea from Owen Schroyer and the crew. And so there you go. We're going to show you the footage of him getting arrested here next. But first, let's roll some of the footage for TV viewers. It's from Cuckslayer Goes to Washington. Got picked up by the news, went viral. And they couldn't defend themselves. They couldn't say a word. They just told him, you know, you're an idiot. You're this and that. There's other video of women screaming at him and Trump people hitting him with signs inside the Capitol. But that's okay. That's okay, as you see right there. It's just, you can't be a Trump supporter. So when he was silently doing what they were doing, even though they were allowed to talk, they were going to arrest him. So then he started speaking. Then they said, don't talk. He was quiet. They still arrested him because they want to set the precedent. But don't worry, we've got the lawyers lined up. And thanks to listener support, we got the money to defend keeping Owen in the game. And now, more than ever, I'm going to ask Owen to stay in D.C. and we'll set up a Washington bureau this time that actually does something. So I did hire some folks to try to do something, but nothing really came out of that. But they're doing something now. We're setting up a D.C. bureau now. We're going to be there full time to make sure that they know they're not kicking us out of anything. And I believe the listeners will back us and support us in that. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action, folks. We certainly are. So please stand with us. Savannah, I'm going to get to this other footage of him now being arrested and handcuffed. Other thoughts on what we've just witnessed here and how incredible this is?
Yeah, Alex, I was honestly just shocked because, again, the removed Trump protesters were allowed to stand there and demonstrate. But as soon as Owen doesn't, it becomes a big issue. And I kept asking all of the police who were trying to arrest Owen, can any of you comment on why he's not allowed to stand here? There's actually 5 or 10 minutes of B-roll that I will upload here shortly to Twitter. As you all know, this is happening in live time. But I'm going to be uploading that, and in that footage, you'll see Owen, he's standing right where those removed Trump protesters stood. He's standing with his sign. He's being silent. Again, he only spoke when they said that they were going to arrest him. And at that point, too, he still wasn't speaking, and that's why I was asking the officers, why aren't the removed Trump protesters ever arrested, or had there ever been a case? But again, 5 police ended up swarming him. He was not disturbing anybody. There were actually many people who were coming up to him, and they were in support of the fact that they were trying to silence or that, you know, he was standing there and that he was trying to bring awareness to this. So it was very shocking to see. And again, none of the police could tell me why he was being or why he was not allowed to demonstrate.
Savannah, this is happening in the USA. And again, we have the video. They're telling him, we're going to arrest you for the tape over your mouth and the sign saying Democrats want me banned from the Capitol, which is true. Everybody else can talk, yell, do whatever they want, but he can't. This is totally discriminatory. This is exactly what people in the some areas of the South did to black folks, where white folks could demonstrate, but black folks couldn't. This is literally, instead of being black folks being discriminated against, it's conservatives, it's Trump supporters.
Definitely, Alex. And we've seen that on social media as well. People say that it's a hoax, that conservatives are unfairly targeted on Twitter and social media, but that's untrue. And now we're seeing that extend into the 3D world, because if you hate Trump, you can scream about it until you're blue in the face anywhere you want to, and no one's going to say anything to you. But as soon as you support the president, as soon as you try to call out the Democrats for their illegal motives, for all of the treason that they're enacting, then you're the one that's bad, and you're going to be arrested, you're going to be silenced in the 3D world. And I'm honestly shocked that this happened today. Owen said he wanted to come hold the sign up here, and I said, well, the Remove Trump protesters were out there, so I don't know if they're really going to arrest you. Well, I was wrong, and I'm genuinely shocked right now. It's crazy to have to break this news, especially in the USA, the country that is supposed to be founded on freedom of speech.
Well, we don't start defending the speech until they come for it. We don't start valuing stuff till it's almost gone. Same thing with the Second Amendment. So the sleeping giant is rising. And this is going to backfire on them. Savannah, go find out what's happening. Anytime you get an update, call us. Great job. Get back on. I know Dude's there. Get him with you so you have a crew. And we'll all pray for Owen right now in custody. Thank you so much, Savannah Hernandez.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. I need to fund some things. I'm going to play the raw video of him getting arrested here in just a moment. But I'll tell you. We're keeping winter sun, high-quality D3 that you need to fight off viruses and bacteria. People get the flu and stuff in the winter because you're not getting sun on your skin that produces D3. You need to take it under the tongue. It's the highest quality. It's still 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though it's selling out. With all the viruses and all the crap for you, your children, your family, you need this product. Winter sun, selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's the raw footage of Owen Schroyer being arrested.
You guys think I should put my sign away or no? Do you think they should arrest me in front of you guys right now? What do you guys think?
So is this your last one? Is your last final one? Will you put your sign away and sign them?
Do you guys tell the impeached Trump protesters the same thing? I'm just asking. I just want to know. You don't want to play with me. I'm just standing here. Well, there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Another Trump supporter receives second-class citizen treatment. Another conservative receives second-class citizen treatment. If you're an impeached Trump protester, you can come out here and protest and demonstrate all day long. But if you're Owen Schroyer, they arrest you. So there you go.
I was just going to be silently, man. We talked about the sign, you folded it up for me.
I didn't go.
Sir, how come the impeached Trump protesters are allowed to stand out here, but we're not? We were not making any noise. We're standing there silently. How come the impeached Trump protesters are allowed to stand out here? I just want an answer to my question. No? No comment? All right, y'all. So Owen Schroyer just got arrested. No one can tell us here why the impeached Trump protesters are allowed to stand out here and demonstrate, but Owen Schroyer is not.
Look at all the school children watching someone arrested for holding up a sign because they support Trump, and the Democrats are openly allowed to do it.
Why is it necessary that there's 5 police officers here right now for a silent demonstration? And the impeached Trump protesters are here every single day, and they do not get arrested.
Have you going in the same direction?
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's 12 noon Central Time. Mike Adams was supposed to be on 30 minutes ago, and I appreciate him holding. He's an engineer, runs a big company, runs over 300 websites like naturalnews.com, and we appreciate him holding because he understands how big that was and breaking with Owen Schroyer, just not getting arrested. We're going to get into the huge coronavirus news and big developments there, and then the big developments of Fox News admitting, heck, reprint me that article. I can't find it in my stack. Thanks, guys. Oh, here it is. That the fluoridation that they call fluoride is really a toxic mix of chemicals, and that it's a congressional waiver in law to do that. And now they're going to put the biosludge that's even worse, or not going to, they are, on the crops. So this is so huge. This is all coming out. And they admit that it's deadly toxic, what the fluoride's doing to people. Just amazing. But I know you want to respond because I saw you on Skype the last 10 minutes shaking your head watching that footage. Radio listeners can find it. We're uploading it right now. It just went live to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Bandoff Video. I mean, Owen did nothing, and he's right in the same spot where the leftists run around screaming like chickens on LSD or something.
Well, Owen, he's to be commended for his actions, and he is showing the complete hypocrisy of the system where you cannot stand silently holding a sign if that sign is pro-Trump. But you can hold a sign and not be molested by security if it's an anti-Trump sign. So now we have here in the Capitol building the same thing that the tech giants are doing. It's the content of your speech is what determines whether it's legal or illegal, whether it's allowed or banned. And again, Owen Schroyer is doing that. He's proving it. And by the way, I love what you just said. You're going to have a DC bureau or activities there. I agree. If InfoWars can get in the faces of these people there in DC every single day, they can expose this hypocrisy. You know, Owen Schroyer just won big time. Even though he got arrested, it's a big win for showing the insanity of the censorship position. So hands up to Owen and Savannah. They're covering it as well.
And I'll say this, the police, I'm not defending what they did, but clearly they didn't want to do it. They've been ordered to do it, and they did not look happy. But it shows the criminal orders they're being given by the human tick that is, well, we know who's leading this whole thing. It's Nadler.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I've got a breaking story to share with you here today when we get into, look, this clampdown on free speech and the release of the coronavirus have everything in common. This is all one big plan. It is a bioweapon, and you're not allowed to talk about it. And the attacks on free speech are being ramped up everywhere. I've got details that no one else has covered yet.
And by the way, so I'll go ahead and just, I haven't told you this yet. You told me 2 days ago, massive unprecedented attacks you're under. We won't get into how they're doing it. Guess we started getting attacked last night, same style attack. And it turns out everybody's getting hit right now ahead of the coronavirus. They don't want us telling people who has their fingerprints on it.
Yeah, it's a huge story. We are still disconnected from our own data servers now, 2 days and running. I've been able to post some emergency alerts, but here's the breaking news. I don't mean to take away from what Owen is doing. That's the big bombshell story of the day. And
it's coronavirus. The attack on free speech is important, but that's something that's a long-term fight. The coronavirus is really starting to look bad.
It's very bad. The hospitals are being overrun in Wuhan province in China. 10,000 hazmat suits have now been distributed to healthcare workers there. I mean, food supplies are being stripped bare because of the quarantines in three cities now. It's insane. But this is timed with a very specific new kind of attack, a new sabotage attack. I've got the details in a post I put up there this morning. Look, there is a federal court in California that's been hijacked by the vaccine deep state. And they have put out what are called TROs, you know, temporary restraining orders that are secret sealed orders that don't exist in the normal court system. And they are ordering hosting companies and infrastructure providers to shut down temporarily all anti-vax websites. So that's what Natural News is suffering. Yesterday, I thought it was maybe somebody impersonating federal agents getting fake hoaxed court orders.
Oh, my God. This news is the most massive ever. We knew it's not just DNS blocking. They now have secret court orders under national security to block anybody exposing what's happening and pointing out the truth. My God, it's martial law is what it is.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer has been arrested for peacefully holding up a little sign the size of just printer paper saying tech companies banned me from social media. Democrats are trying to be banned from the Capitol, which they said in court. The judge said no, First Amendment. Others are allowed to hold up signs at the very same spot. We have footage from 2 days ago, but he was arrested. He was arrested. Now, Mike Adams has naturalnews.com, over 300 major sites, and he is highly respected. He's an engineer. He owns a major toxicology lab that tests vaccines, everything. I mean, if anybody is accredited to be saying what he's saying, it's him. He's got medical doctors, scientists on his advisory group, his board. He's got a major facility, major facilities here in Texas, okay? Major publisher in multiple languages around the world, hundreds of books. I mean, he runs just a giant operation. And so we're already talking about free speech. He was going to come on about the coronavirus and just how Bill and Melinda Gates funded a vaccine for it. That's a fact. Others are reporting that. And suddenly, 2 days ago, he said, yeah, we can't get on our website. Hackers have gone in and blocked us. We've never seen this. Well, he just learned today. He just learned today the next level of censorship is here. It's not just IP level blocking. It's not just deplatforming you from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's getting a judge in a secret court, just like they did with the president with the FISA warrants, to order takedowns of anti-vax sites. And suddenly it's happening to other big prominent sites. It'll probably happen to Kennedy, who has been speaking out against it. They are going into overdrive right now. You've heard them saying all this. And so this has absolutely 100% to do with the coronavirus and publicly available information. So anything, Mike, you need posted to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com or other sites and things we have on other people's servers and things that aren't even in our name, relay to us, because this could happen to us. This is happening everywhere, folks. This is how bad it's gotten. That's why we got to have backup sites and relay sites and sites we work with. I've got big announcements I'm making on Monday, collaborations that we're involved in, because we knew this was coming with 284 days. But it's here. Secret court issuing website takedown orders in America targeting vaccine truth sites. And they have learned secret court orders hidden inside sealed termination court cases, which are being laundered through the federal bankruptcy courts but have nothing to do with bankruptcies, are the hidden from the public view and assigned a secret code that indicates their real purpose: to disrupt and sabotage the independent media, ordering tech companies to remove websites, deplatform channels, or disrupt indie media operations. And of course, it's being run out of San Francisco. Of course it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we even know the name of the judge. Mike's not going to release that at this time. It's incredible how he discovered this. This is the terrorism of the deep state. And you think Trump's invincible, folks, and they're telling him he's going to win the election, so he's confident. But they've got a bunch of tricks happening while the trial's going. We told you, if they start blocking sites at the server level, you know they're dropping the hammer. So many points are converging together right now. Mike Adams, already had you coming on today about these big issues with the coronavirus and what's happening. But this is the biggest censorship news ever, because they have COG, continuity of government, emergency courts. Obviously, Trump isn't even involved in this. This is the deep state, so rogue, didn't want you to know this was even going on. You've been calling me for 4 or 5 days. It's happened to a bunch of other sites, medical news sites, big stuff going on. And so there it is solved. Natural news subjected to industry sabotage by vaccine deep state working in conjunction with court, secret California court, incredible story, culprits identified, site functionality compromised, but recovery underway. We are very close to live status again. Check back for updates. Wow. And I'm not going to get into our architecture, how we stay up, but this is the deep state terrorism, folks. And if they can't sue us out of existence with fake lawsuits, this is the next level. That's why you've got to remember, we've got to go to the point of putting out our backup sites we haven't even announced to people yet. And we're going to have to do a leapfrogging, folks, that when they take one big one down, you'll have to know what the new backup is on other servers, and it's going to take them time. But Trump's got to act on this now. Mike Adams, this is so illegal. This is so secret. This is so out of control. This is so unbelievable. This is exactly how this stuff is done. And it's all these maniac judges appointed by the Democrats just doing whatever the hell they want to the president, to the military, to the police. I mean, this is judicial tyranny. Break down what you can tell us at this point.
We have a team of lawyers and private investigators working on this, and they were able to uncover this secret sealed TRO, a temporary restraining order, which initially we thought was a hoax, but it turns out to have been issued by a court out of California. I already gave you the name of the judge off air. I can say this judge is a female, and she is a judge who has been accused. She's called one of the most corrupt judges in California. She's accused of helping a lawyer skim billions of dollars off of asbestos settlement trust funds. So she is a defender of chemical poisons and obviously an operative of the vaccine industry. Perhaps we'll release her name at a later date. But she signed an order to sabotage naturalnews.com, and we learned from our own attorneys that she signed similar orders for dozens of other websites. The only thing these sites have in common is that they were named on a list, and they're all known to be vaccine truth websites or so-called anti-vax websites. My attorneys also warned me that this TRO could be escalated. They could literally seize your domain name, and you have no opportunity to defend against this restraining order. You're not given any notice. We were never given any notice whatsoever. We were about
to file an emergency motion. Did you learn who went and filed the fake garbage against you?
We know who filed it. Yes, we know who's involved in this. We know all the names. And our lawyers are going to be filing an emergency injunction against this TR probably in the Austin federal courts later today. So we're fighting this because it is blatantly illegal. And again, it's a secret court. Alex, listen, what they do is they go to an old bankruptcy court involving people that have nothing to do with us, that a case that was terminated in 2018, and they reactivate the case, and then they attach a new temporary restraining order that has nothing to do with anything to go shut down websites. So what they're doing is
believe me, they're telling me in my court cases, when we give them discovery no one's ever done before, do everything, they go, you're a criminal, you're not doing what we say, we're going to put you in jail. And then they send us child porn hidden in files. We never open it, but then they do subpoenas and know right where to go.
Yes, yes. All of our staff members were hit by attempted phishing attacks right before this happened. Of course, we know not to click strange links in email, so that didn't work.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. Canary in the coal mine. You've talked to other sites. It's happening to them. They're making a big move, and it could be this virus out of China is what they're going to use to try to overthrow Trump, create a civil emergency. We've said one of their wild cards could be a bio attack or hysteria from a potential bio attack, Mike Adams.
Well, the timing of this is crucial. I think John Rappaport also has suffered severe attacks on his website. I noticed that when I went to Infowars.com this morning that you had the Cloudflare turned way up because obviously you must have been getting hit by DDoS attacks.
Massive attacks. I don't want to get into all that.
Exactly.
What listeners don't get is we're not victims here. We're on the front lines of the fight. So we don't bitch and go, oh, I'm a baby, help me. They've just arrested Owen. Everybody else is allowed to have speech. He can't. They're coming after us at every level. They're running black ops against my family. And we just keep rampaging forward, winning. But I'm telling listeners, this isn't business as usual. This is red alert. Red alert. They're about to move on Trump. I'm telling you, you can feel it. You can see it, Mike. And that's why Trump needs to just absolutely come out and speak. Notice they're doing this while Trump's out of the country. I mean, this is out of control, man. They could kill Trump today. I mean, the fact that they're pulling secret courts doing this type of crap ahead of this virus, who the hell knows what they've already got and what they're doing. And they're testing to see if we figure it out and we know. Or maybe our sites just disappear and everybody goes, oh, where'd InfoWars go? This is unbelievable.
The courts have been hijacked at this point. They're hijacked by the vaccine deep state. And this vaccine deep state is this, it's a cartel between corporations and government.
It's Bill and Melinda Gates.
The NIH, the National Institutes of Health.
And they don't know what to do now that the UN scientists, head UN scientists came out and said vaccines are killing people. There's a cover up. That's at band.video. Right. They absolutely don't know what to do. Mike, we're going to come right back to you and talk about this. Folks, this is the biggest censorship news ever. This takes the cake by orders of magnitude. This is like a number 10 earthquake, okay? This is it. Guaranteed red alert. All the stops are out. I can feel it. I can see it. This is it. They're going to try to kill Trump. This is it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Remember what happened. We were the first to report on it 3+ years ago. The FISA court, supposedly under the Patriot Act for terrorists, was used against President Trump during the campaign when he was president-elect and after. And the FBI lied to Congress in 2017 and said they hadn't been surveilling Trump. It was all over the media and the New York Times saying Alex Jones is a liar. We didn't surveil him. We specifically said the FISA court. I was told that by former high-level people in the National Security Agency. We weren't just up here saying that. Why do you think they were saying arrest me, kill me, I'm a Russian agent and all this crap? The people that were telling me that are the folks that took down the entire Soviet Union, not the Russians. People like William Benny. And he said that on record here on air. So that's not a secret. But we weren't just imagining all this specifically exactly. Okay? So when I tell you this stuff, I'm not up here trying to be dramatic. They've got the Senate trial going for the next 2 weeks. They've got this virus popping up, and they've already done the big drills. And Bill and Melinda Gates, that are the deep state, are even behind the drills and the virus. The virus they've patented for a vaccine. I'm not saying they're behind this new one that just magically showed up right now. And Mike Adams is the tip of the spear when it comes to health news. He's just as big as Mercola. And obviously they collaborate. And Mike's got a lot of big things he was about to launch that upsets big tech, who's being sued, and it's all over the news, suppresses any new rivals. Well, Mike was about to announce this week, huge stuff. We were so excited. Well, you just saw what happened. He's been scrambling around, calling me at night. Everybody else's sites are going down. You know what's going on. We're just getting hammered. We're getting attacked. They're crawling all over stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that. But they got his domain support, didn't tell them, and then just went and took it down. And then it's some squirrely court with a judge that's known all over. I looked her name up as Mrs. Corruption. And they don't care because they believe they're going to take Trump out. For a judge to do something like this secretly, they're telling her, Trump's gone. We're going to finally get him. Just like they told Strzok and Page, Trump's gone. Set him up. They are threatening a judge. They're holding her feet to the fire with all the asbestos corruption that's been alleged and reported to make people do stuff. Stuff like this is so illegal. Remember what I told you 3 years ago? And then the headlines this year and last year. FBI lied hundreds of times. Just type it in. FISA court says FBI lied to them with fake information to get illegal warrants. Just, I'll put it in my phone if you want. Can we just put that in? There it is. The Inspector General's report reveals a scandal of historic magnitude, not only for the FBI, but also the U.S. media. Yeah, that's the original report that we first broke, but I'm going to show you the new articles. I'll get it. It's just, this was big news in the last 3 months. Everybody heard it. Everybody knows it. Headline, FBI lied to FISA court. Just that's all you put in. And there it is. That's what's happening. And so it's the very same thing here. But you don't even know who does it unless you've got a bunch of money and time and energy to scramble around and find out what the hell happened. Just like I was put by G2 last year on a secret filing for my bank credit saying perfect score, except he's hate, so he has a horrible score. Take away his merchant accounts, everything he has. This is war, folks. This is illegal. This is racketeering. This is criminal. This is disgusting. This is evil. And now Mike Adams has tracked it back with PIs and lawyers and found out what happened. Mike, please continue.
We're gonna have bombshell details in the days ahead. But what we know, and you described it accurately, there, listen, this is the headline today. There is now a secret FISA court or FISA-style court in America that's ordering website takedowns, and they are specifically targeting websites that talk about vaccine truth. And this is happening at the same time of this massive coronavirus outbreak, massive cover-up in China, people dropping dead in the streets, and it's already spread to America and who knows how many other countries. This is not a coincidence, Alex, and you nailed it. This is coordinated. It's all about causing devastation and causing disease and causing
it's
a national
emergency. Illegal what the courts, yes, and these people and the Democrats are doing. It means they're going for broke. They just escalated the level of their crimes is what I'm saying. Everything, yeah, they're doing now, arresting reporters, and everybody else has speech, taking down sites secretly. This means they've launched their next level of ops. They're not giving in. They're not rolling over. This is a huge escalation, Mike. While all this other stuff's happening and what it surrounds, this coronavirus, that you know, 100%, folks, the canary just died in the coal mine. The damn coal mine is blowing up right now, okay? This is it. It's on. Total maximum red alert. Guaranteed. Mike, continue.
And remember, this virus is going to become more deadly as it mutates and it adapts. So the fatality rate that we're seeing right now, which is already much higher than influenza, is just the beginning. And there are also binary weapons that we talked about yesterday just a little bit. As this virus combines with what they're putting into the vaccine, remember, they can put DNA-altering ingredients into the vaccines. And isn't it amazing they have the vaccine ready for this at the same time the outbreak happened? That's impossible. Unless you're a time traveler.
And Bill and Melinda Gates had a drill just 2 months ago, and they're panicking that everybody's pointing it out. They think shutting you down is going to stop it. It's one of the top trends on Twitter. Everyone's saying it.
Yep. And they're going to roll out mandatory vaccines. When this becomes a panic in America, and by the way, the media is going to cause this to be a massive, massive, you know, panic among the public, but they're going to push people to mandatory vaccines. They're going to have an emergency order, maybe by the president. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stop this. He's not stopping the tech censorship. I don't know what he's going to do, but they're going to have mandatory vaccines, and the vaccines will be the second half of the binary weapon. This is euthanasia via vaccination. This is what it's all about. And because you and I, people like us, can speak intelligently about this, because we know the history, we know the background, that's why we are targeted first with these illegal secret court orders to take down our websites. It is so blatantly illegal. I mean, the court in California just committed a felony crime against National News. The DOJ should be arresting that judge whose name I gave you off air. She should be behind bars, and yet she's still signing orders to take down other websites today. And these infrastructure providers out there are just following orders. They get a secret court order. I called the vice president of our hosting company, and I said, what the hell is going on? Tell me. He says, I've been told not to talk about it. I can't tell you anything. There's nothing I can tell you. I said, we never received anything. No notice, no nothing. What is this? Is this America? What about due process? Aren't I supposed to receive notice? He says, we don't know anything about that. We have a TRO, and we have to act on it because it's from a court in California. And this is happening all over the country right now today. This is why sites are being taken down. The kill switch is here. The kill switch is here. This is what we warned about. We've been talking about this for years, Alex. You and I both, and many others. This is the kill switch. Tomorrow, I don't know what your infrastructure is. I know it's probably way better than ours, so you're more resistant to it, but they're going to try everything to take InfoWars
offline. We're already under attack. Stay there. This is the biggest news ever in my 25 years. This is so illegal. I'm getting all the calls, too. It's happening to hundreds of prominent people. They are making their move ahead of the takedown of Trump. They have been testing, and now they're making their move, which means this virus that they're reporting is way more deadlier than they first said is going to be absolutely horrible if this is true, and they don't want anybody there to point out who developed it or who has a history of developing stuff like this. This looks like the big one, folks. Total maximum alert. Trump happening as we speak. We've been in a protracted trade war with the communist Chinese, who've killed over 100 million of their own people, that the left is completely allied with. Big tech has been working in concert as a combine or oligopoly to suppress the speech of nationalist patriots and others. And now the professor who exposed his wife has died, and he believes now that it was foul play and a message to him. The internet kill switch, listen to me carefully. The internet kill switch has been activated by the deep state and by Obama and Clinton era appointed judges. I have been getting hundreds of calls in the last week from notable sites that are pro-Trump and or expose vaccines. And or talk about issues that Big Pharma doesn't like glyphosates. That's all confirmed that it's causing cancer. And that these consumer advocacy sites, journalists, are having their servers wiped. And the companies aren't telling them why they're wiped and won't talk to them. Mike Adams has over 300 sites. He's a major publisher, an engineer, owns a medical testing company that actually tests vaccines and things like that. One of the top accredited in the state of Texas. He works with Dr. McCullough, a medical doctor exposing this, and many others. A secret court filed a secret TRO on him, but he learned just in that court dozens and dozens of others and more every day. And I'm getting all these calls, people saying they won't say why. I've just been taken off. This is Kafkaesque. This is 1984. And this is all happening with the backdrop of the big tech censorship, and Owen Schroyer arrested a second time, this time not in chambers, saying to Nadler, you're a tyrant, not Trump, but this time peacefully with a piece of tape over his mouth saying censored, holding up a little sign saying, I've been censored by big tech off the internet, now I'm being censored out of the Capitol. You know, he wasn't banned from the Capitol. The Democrats had called for that in court the day before when he was there for the first arrest. They arrested him. That video's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. My personal lawyer is a famous First Amendment lawyer. He's also a famous criminal lawyer. Norm Pattis is here, but quite frankly, Owen is important, and he should get out in the next 3 hours or so. We've been talking to the Capitol Police. But that's just a section of the same animal. The internet kill switch at server level. They've got systems to shut down hubs. That's one part of it. But to be able to go in and just say, boom, 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 go into a judge. Nobody ever knows why you're taking off. You can't face them, just like Trump had a secret court that the FBI was lying to. That's all confirmed now. This is judicial tyranny. And the fact that the Democrats, because Mike Adams is the name of the judge, all the info, the fact that this is all happening in secret shows they've just escalated to another level, believing they're not going to get in trouble for what appears to be crimes they're committing. Because the deep state's not been punished for trying to take Trump out so far. They take that as, hey, we've shot a bunch and missed. Let's just escalate. Maybe we'll get him this time by cutting out all his support from under him. This is a major tyrannical move and is stunning. We'll get constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis' take on that on both cases. And oh, but Mike Adams, we're all in this together. This happening to you is like getting my arm chopped off. So many people say, I don't care. My site's not getting taken down. Big tech, it's in the news. There's lawsuits. Wants everybody shut down. Even other liberal sites that they don't control are being shut down. It's monopoly. It's monopoly tactics. And it's racketeering. Like the mafia saying, you're not going to open a cleaner's in this town. We'll burn it down. Or you're not going to open another restaurant on this block. That's what they're doing. And it's outrageous. And it signals to me, Mike, total escalation. I don't see how you escalate past this unless they start shooting people. I mean, and silencing people like this would be ahead of a move on the president. I think President Trump's in more danger than ever. My God, they've got the trial right now using that as the backdrop for what they're about to roll out, and they don't want us to counter it. I predict there isn't a major uproar by Breitbart and by Daily Caller and by Fox News. That'll be a signal, and they're going to roll this out to not hundreds of sites that I know of that are having this. Thousands, probably. It'll be millions because they've all got them listed and ready, and they're just going to do this. And if they don't get in trouble with that, they'll just send whole lists, not even from a court. Mike Adams, what do you think?
All it takes is you being named, just being put on a secret list in a secret court with a secret sealed order that the public cannot find. You know, normally you can look up federal court records by their number. It's a district number followed by the year number followed by the case number. You can use a phone system, or you can use the web system and look them up. These cases are sealed, secret cases. You're never alerted to them. It's total tyranny. This is the same kind of judicial tyranny, Alex, that has been used against President Trump. I mean, every time Trump signs an executive order, for example, to protect our borders from radical Islamic terrorists, then the liberal judges say, no, we're going to shut that down. Well, how does a judge in Hawaii, in that case, have that power? How does a judge in California have the power to shut down my website in Texas, for example? These are tyrants, and they are just running rampant across the country. They've got to be stopped through a legal process.
And I cannot tell listeners enough and viewers, stand together or hang separate. This is the test. This is confirmed. I've been wondering what's going on for 5 or 6 days. You've called me. You hardly ever call me. Hey, Alex, you know what's going on? All these sites are going down. I'm getting the same calls. No one knows. They call their hosting provider. They won't even tell them. Because they're told national security, don't even tell someone because they know these orders are illegal, which, again, you'd normally go to jail for this down the road. But this means they're going for broke. Let's bring Norm Pattis in here with Mike Adams. Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, looking at his article. I can tell you Mike's a straight shooter here, Norm, and he's got the name of the judge off air. You should talk to him and the information. Have you ever heard of anything like this, Norm Pattis?
No, it doesn't make any sense, and I don't know Mike, so this is not an implicit criticism of him. But I got the notice of this from you not long ago, and I've been in the federal rule book. This is contrary to the federal rules of civil procedure. Rule 65 governs restraining orders. If to get a restraining order on an ex parte basis, the party asking for it has to show some extraordinarily compelling set of facts to the judge. And what's more, the target of that order is supposed to get a copy of it. The order only exists for 14 days. And then to be extended, another 14 days, the party seeking it has to request it, show extraordinary cause, and eventually you get a hearing. There's no such thing, at least our law does not contemplate, a secret court issuing indefinite takedown orders to people without notice and an opportunity to challenge those orders. And the notion that these are being run through a bankruptcy court and hidden from public view runs afoul of the First Amendment. One of the cardinal virtues we say of the court system is its transparency. Justice is sought and presumably obtained in the people's interest in proceedings that are open to the public. It is an extraordinary thing to seal a case. I'm unaware of any case in which a TRO, a temporary restraining order, was issued and remained in place indefinitely in a case that was then sealed and terminated to hide it from public view. Forgive me for saying this. I'm hoping Mike made a mistake, because if what he wrote is true, we have truly entered into a brave new constitutional world.
I've confirmed this with other big sites, and the anti-vaxxers have talked about how they want to do this, and so this is really happening. But let me add this, Norm.
Well, this needs to be challenged.
I agree. It's in the Declaration of Independence that the king had secret courts and the same kind of crap. I mean, we've been through this before.
We have, and we fought a revolution over it. And, you know, I mean, at this point, you know, I'm simply a lawyer. I mean, my view is if a district court or a bankruptcy court has so bastardized the rules as to permit this sort of thing, it needs to be challenged immediately in a federal appellate court, and if necessary, in the United States Supreme Court. And if these courts refuse to hear it, then I guess I would reach the reluctant conclusion that there is something like a tyrannical overreach taking place. Right now, I don't know enough. Mike's article shocks me. This is stunning news, and if it's accurate, it's a constitutional outrage, and there's no other way to put it.
And it means that they'd only be doing it if they were going for broke, and we're about to probably overthrow the president and then try to get everybody. I mean, you only do something like this if you are going for everything, and this is just wild swinging for the fences, foaming at the mouth behavior, and I can confirm, Norm, this is going on. Stay there, please, both of you. Broadcasting worldwide, and I want to explain something to listeners. I know you know that I mean when I say, and I think people figured out that I laid out a lot of extraordinary things that I believe were going on the last few decades, and it turns out my research and others' research of what the globalists were up to has turned out to be true. And we've got this giant, deadly outbreak of something that a lot of mainline virologists and scientists are saying. DrudgeReport.com's linked to these articles. Will kill 2% of people that come in contact with it. And clearly, it's all over the news now that the Chinese people think it's much bigger. And there's all these videos of people dropping here, dropping there. And the fact that in the last 5-6 days since this broke, clearly they've got COG courts. That's on record. They've got FISA courts. But that's not what bankruptcy courts are. And the fact that they're doing this shows that big stuff's afoot. And so you talk about a sensor going off, or you talk about a canary dying in the coal mine. I mean, there's gas, so there could be an explosion, gas building up. This is like canaries just dropping dead everywhere, okay, instantly falling over dead. And again, Mike doesn't hype stuff up. He's told me the judge. I've seen the information. Norm Pattis is here. I want to get you guys in contact with each other when we go to break here and when you guys leave us in a few minutes. But Mike, tell Norm just on air as much as you can without saying her name so he can say more.
Well, I really appreciate Norm's analysis there, and I know he doesn't represent us in this case, and he doesn't yet have all the information that I'm sure he'll look into it. I can give Norm off air the case number that's cited here, because what they did is they hijacked an old case that was terminated in 2018 in this California bankruptcy. It had nothing to do with us. It involved two individuals who live in California. Neither one of these individuals we've ever even written about or had any interaction with. Nothing to do with us. And then they just tacked on these TROs to that case, reactivating it in 2020. And then without any notice, without any hearing, without any opportunity to challenge this, we are without notice just completely taken down, and our infrastructure provider says we can't talk about it. So that's what's happening. And my article is word for word accurate. And we are challenging this. We're filing hopefully today in Austin, in the federal courts in Austin. We have attorneys working on this. They are beside themselves. They have never seen anything like this. In fact, this case in California that's being used, hijacked for this purpose, for the kill switch, they're assigning this code to these cases, this designation code. You know, some cases have like a CR, which means criminal, or a BK, which means bankruptcy. This is a whole new code that nobody's ever seen that I've talked to. None of my attorneys have any idea what they've just never seen this before, never seen this action, never seen no chance to challenge it, no hearing, no notice, nothing. This is happening. And I'm really glad Norm had that analysis, because it actually makes me realize this is probably a bigger deal than even I had already known. Maybe I need to talk to some, you know, the DOJ about this, because maybe there needs to be a criminal prosecution of the people responsible.
Something clearly isn't right, Mike. I mean, are you at liberty to share the code they're using to describe this? You say CRBK, you know, I mean, what are they designated as?
Yes, it's -MP-. That's the code that they're using for these cases.
-MP-.
How long ago was the order issued as to your takedown?
To our takedown was issued January 20th of this year from a 2018 case.
And Norm, I've been getting calls for 5 days from other people saying, do you know what's going on? We're kicked off our provider. They won't talk to us. Has it begun? Yep. And then you get more and more calls, more and more calls. You know, it's kind of like before they had radio or TV. You knew when a war was coming because you saw smoke and heard cannons going off. I mean, this is like, I mean, now the smoke and fire is getting closer and closer.
Stunning to me. I mean, you know, I thought I'd seen it all, and I go to court every day, and I'm often surprised by what I see, but this shocks me. You know, the fact that, Mike, that the order was issued on the 20th, you'll have a right under, I mean, assuming they follow the rules anymore, under Rule 65, you'll have a right to get into court to challenge this fairly soon.
Well, the damages to him are incredible, but Norm, let me just tell you this. Remember how the FISA court admitted
right. No, I hear you.
That the FBI lied hundreds of times, false reports. That's what I'm saying is they've just weaponized it all. They've gone crazy.
But here's the deal. FISA at least had the cloak of lawful secrecy and, you know, the presumption that the actors appearing
yes.
before those judges would act with integrity. There is no cloak of lawful secrecy here. And, you know, it's very, very difficult for me to comprehend what set of factors would yield the
only a civil emergency. Only, and this would not be Trump. So we know Obama left Stay Behind Networks and COG parameter programs in place, and his idiot followers still believe he's president. So I'm telling you, that's what I believe it is, Norm.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, Mike, and I would hope that you'd reach out and keep me posted on what's going on. I want to follow this one. I'm very interested in this and very disturbed by it.
This is mega massive.
This issue. To the next level and pursue it as far and as hard as you can. This is a clear and present danger to every American alive, because we all depend on courts for the neutral application of the rule of law. And if they're going to resort to this kind of secret skullduggery, I'm not feeling very safe and secure in my own republic.
Yeah,
well, that's exactly it. It's being done in secret. They can do it to anyone that they target, anyone who's named. Even someone who has, again, nothing to do with anything in California, with any bankruptcy in California. You know, we're not a California company. We're not bankrupt. We had a record year last year, actually.
And I want to be completely clear. This is how everybody always works. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. Stalin said that. He's right. This is happening to everybody right now. We're under massive 24-hour hack attack right now. A deadly virus is out. They're covering it up, obviously. That's mainline news that they're covering something up. And the president is under trial right now. Under that backdrop, I predicted a bioweapon release 3 months ago. I said, we got to find that clip. I said, once he's in the trial, something like a big war or a bioweapon release, something to destabilize things, and now it's here. Mike Adams, as this unfolds, we will relay everything. The war room's coming up today. Give us an update then, please, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you having me on, and this is an emergency that affects us all. So we need to be vigilant.
You were going to be on about the admission by Fox News and the federal government that fluoride's deadly poisonous and should be taken out, and that other chemicals are added with it. Okay, you were going to come on about biosludge, all the toxic drugs and chemicals they're now putting on crops, and now and how they have a waiver in Congress. We don't get to hear any of that because it's all about how you've been shut down and have to go through hell to post anything on the site on a backup server, thank God, and that no one told you that you were going to be sent to the Phantom Zone. That, again, is the essence of Kafka-style stuff where you don't even know the crime you're accused of or what happens. You just go straight to the hooskow. Thank you so much, Mike Adams.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
All right. Norm Pattis is here, constitutional lawyer. Norm, I want to put you on hold and come back and get into the video you've seen of Owen Schroyer being arrested. Can you hold for a few minutes when we come back from break?
Of course I can, yes.
And then I've got phone calls to make on this and a bunch of breaking stuff. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. I'm going to let you host. As soon as you hear the liner and the music, you just host the next 5 minutes and then give your take on Owen. And then you're a godsend right now because people want to hear your take. And I know I already talked to you. It looks unlawful to you. And then I'm going to just work on a bunch of stuff here because all hell's breaking loose. But let me just say this or we'll run out of money. Keeping us funded is paramount. We built our own servers. We got our own backup systems. We got all sorts of things so that when they try this stuff on us, when they set off a nuke or release a bioweapon or kill the president, God forbid, that we're there to counter them because they're going to try to kill everything when they make that move. But they're not in total control. So they don't want us, if they try a coup on the president, to be faithful to the Republic and be on air. So everyone tell folks that the internet kill switch is being implemented selectively. They're testing the internet kill switch to see our response. Get the live feed out at Infowars.com/show. And if you go to Infowars.com, you pull up today's article page. It says right there, maximum alert, internet kill switch activated in beta test ahead of removal of Trump. Get that article from Newswars.com. It's not as censored out there at Newswars.com as Infowars.com is. I'll pull it up. It's all right. I can do it. So just go to Infowars.com. And it's the big article page for the show. Yeah, click on that, please. Maximum alert, internet kill switch activated. Thousands of Trump sites erased from servers. InfoWars has confirmed the secret Obama control court has activated a beta test for complete removal of nationalist and patriot content from the internet, period. Maximum red alert. We're adding a link there to Mike Adams' article. They've been testing and pushing to see if you ever wake up, and now it's gone just exponential means exponential. Every point on a Richter scale is exponential, meaning it's a whole magnitude. So a 1 is a 1. A 0.1 is double a 1. You understand? And it goes exponential right up from there. This is order of magnitude, pegging the line, jamming it through the side, fire coming out of the control panels, okay? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they blow Trump's head off today, okay? I mean, I'm just saying, red freaking alert with all the signs and the stuff we've got going on. Watch your six. And I tell everybody, I've never said this, everybody better start carrying firearms right now defensively. Watch your six, patriots. The globalists are testing.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Sorry to tell you about Owen Schroyer from the War Room, and I want you to pay attention to it because it's important. I represent Owen down in Washington, and he was arrested for telling Representative Nadler that he thinks Nadler and the Democrats are the traitors here and that he thinks they ought to be impeached. He was arrested on charges of interfering with Congress. So I go down to D.C. yesterday and appear at his arraignment, his initial court appearance, and the United States Attorney's Office took the following position, that pending the resolution of Owen's case, he should be barred from Capitol grounds or, in the alternative, prohibited from entering the Senate building. There'd only be one reason to keep him from the Senate building, and that would be to keep him from reporting on what's going on in the impeachment proceedings. We opposed that in a court hearing, and a judge agreed with us. We then appeared in a second court later in the day, and the government renewed its motion. And we had to argue yet again that Owen should not be – that Owen enjoys the presumption of innocence, that even if he violated the law in telling Representative Nadler off, that's not to say that a court should adopt a minority report-like perspective on the law and make predictions about what he'll do next. And a court agreed with us and said Owen can go back onto the Capitol grounds. This, to me, was a stunning event. I practice law in New Haven. I've had the pleasure of getting to know the folks at InfoWars, and I'm delighted to represent them. But in New Haven, we recently had a protest at the Yale-Harvard game where environmental protesters stopped the game for an hour or so. They were removed from the field. A local prosecutor called me and said, what do you think we should do with these kids or these protesters? I said, you know, a small fine and a slap on the wrist. If you're going to engage in civil disobedience, pay the price. The prosecutor said, yeah, maybe you're right, but I think we'll just drop these. That's how I looked at Owen's case. Here's how the government looks at Owen's case. No deals. He has to plead guilty to crimes, and he can enter what's called an open plea. That is, he can appear before a judge where he could be sentenced to up to 1 year in prison. I am stunned by that. That is such an overreaction. Well, it gets worse. Today, Owen appeared in a Capitol building, and he appeared with a piece of duct tape over his mouth that said censored. He was also holding a sign talking about big tech censorship when officers approached him and said, you got to leave. Now, it turns out he was being videotaped by a colleague, and a colleague said, well, how come when the anti-Trump protesters were here a couple days, they weren't asked to leave? The officers ignored him. One of them actually looked at her and said, you're so adorable, as though flirtation were part of the standard law enforcement repertoire. Owen was warned thrice to leave. The cock crowed three times, and then he was placed under arrest. He was placed under arrest for demonstrating in a public building. Now, there is an obscure District of Columbia statute that says, and I quote, it shall be unlawful for any person willingly and knowingly to parade, demonstrate, or picket within any of the Capitol buildings. So I gather that the police officers take the position that standing silently as a crowd milled by with a sign on him was a demonstration within a Capitol building, and they will attempt to justify their arrest of him on those grounds. Our position is the First Amendment gives the government the right to place reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions on our speech in public locations, but it does not give to the government the right to shut us up. And Owen had as much, in our view, of a right to stand where anti-Trump protesters did and give his point of view that those protesters had. So I don't know Owen's status right now. And, you know, I returned from Washington late last night after representing him. We're due back in court on his prior case next Tuesday. For all I know, I'll be back there tonight or tomorrow morning to appear with him if they don't release him on bond. So when you hear InfoWars talking about needing your help, this is a snapshot of what's going on the front lines. Owen Schroyer, host of the War Room, went to Washington to tell we the people what he sees down there. And some people in Washington don't want you to hear it. And they feel strongly enough about it that the United States attorney appeared in open court to seek an order barring him from reporting, from appearing, so that he could report on what happened on the theory that he might protest again. How did we, like sheep, get to the point of being corralled in such a pasture? Owen is a patriot. Now, he may have disrupted, you know, Nadler's hearing. It's an open question to me how that disreputable body can be disrupted, but we'll concede that he may have disrupted that. As to today,
we'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is an attempt to sabotage our republic. I'm going to break down the latest right now on this coronavirus and the biggest quarantine in world history. Is what many experts are asking. That story's up on InfoWars.com. Big story up at DrudgeReport.com. Scientist out of the UK, virologist, says this could be, or looks like it's as deadly as the swine flu of 1918 that killed between 30 and 50 million, they're saying. I'd say 30 and 40 million. That's 30 and 50 million. And all I know is it's the perfect type of global crisis. To have a global government is the answer to a global crisis and the perfect way to try to derail the U.S. economy out of the election. Bill and Melinda Gates just had a big drill a few months ago for just such thing happening. It turns out they're financing the vaccine for this very virus, lo and behold. Those are all facts. But if you're reporting on it, they're now trying to shut people down. We've confirmed that. So this is a really worrisome trend, and you add it all together, it doesn't look good. Shock video reveals Chinese collapsing on the streets as coronavirus spreads. And it looks like something out of a horror movie with the pods and the rest of it. We're going to go back to Norm Pattis on the attack on free speech and the new arrest of Owen Schroyer here in just a moment. I just see things like this happening to Owen Schroyer. And yeah, when I saw the police officer basically tell Savannah she was attractive, I mean, I guess I'm glad they're not politically correct, but when you're arresting somebody, their fellow reporter, violating their rights, I see it as very aggressive and domineering in the context in which he was complimenting her. Very creepy and sick that it's in the exact same spot that 2 days ago there were all the anti-Trump protesters who were not even admonished and who were there for hours, groups screaming at Owen. So Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, he's been covering what happened to Owen in the case. And Norm, again, this is all just par for the course now. What do you think Owen's going to have to do after you saw them throw the book at Owen, but Democrats can do whatever they want?
Well, we're due back in court with Owen on Tuesday, and I suspect the government will use this new arrest to seek yet again what it failed to get last week, that is an order barring him from Capitol grounds. I also have been in touch with folks of yours, I think Rob's down there in D.C., to keep an eye on Owen's bond situation. He was released on his first arrest on what's called a personal recognizance, in other words, a promise to appear. Today, they're likely to set a bond on there, and if it's a bond much higher than $5,000-$10,000, you're going to know that the fix is in and that the desire to silence and restrain and punish Owen for speaking out is predominant. So I don't know what is going to happen today. Obviously, it's happening in real time. But on Tuesday, we'll be back in a courtroom in the District of Columbia on his behalf. And I suspect the government's going to up the ante. They're going to say he's been charged yet again. And they're going to insist that he enter a guilty plea and agree to accept some time behind bars. That would be my suspicion. We are in the midst of researching, as we speak, Alex, I've got somebody here researching the history of the statute under which he was presumably arrested today. The argument is that there is a statute that says you can't demonstrate within a Capitol building. Is that an overbroad statute? Is standing with a sign the sort of demonstration?
Well, also CNN, MSNBC praised women in the Kavanaugh hearing, yelling and screaming, and they didn't get charged last time I saw.
Even more disturbing than that. When I was in court yesterday with Owen, I was in the cafeteria and ran into an old friend, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I told him, and he started laughing. He said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" He says, "Every time Jane Fonda gets arrested for doing something similar, they just let her walk out the door and drop the charges." So I get, we're trying to reach out to Jane Fonda right now to see if she'll come to Owen's support. Freedom of speech matters. Whatever your views in this country, you should have the right to express them, and people should be treated.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath, because the left now supports their speech but not ours. There's now more Bernie Sanders high-level staffers caught on tape saying they're going to put nationalists and conservatives in death camps.
Well, they're going to have to fight me to put me in one. I don't know whether I'm a nationalist or a conservative, but I do believe in the rule of law, and I think that that kind of talk is dangerous and needs to be fought every step of the way in every courthouse of the land. And if
you're damn right. Why do you think the left has gotten itself into such a crazed position to just push boundaries to the breaking point?
I think they're terrified that Trump will win again. The coasts are littered with anti-Trumpers who can't accept the results of the 2016 election. The impeachment proceedings were timed, in my view, to coincide with the electoral season to make it a publicly financed attack on Trump. And they're terrified that in flyover country, the place that most of us reside in, and certainly although I live on the coast, the place where my heart is, I come from Detroit and Chicago, in flyover country, they're afraid that most people are going to vote for the economy. They're going to vote for putting America first. They're going to vote for taking care of ourselves before we make commitments that we cannot sustain to the rest of the world. They're afraid of Trump 2020, and the only way they can try to stop it is by silencing those who speak on behalf of Trump.
You're absolutely right, but there's a lot of federal executive relief the Justice Department could engage in with this type of behavior, not just with what happened to Owen, but big tech censorship and the rest of it. And Trump doing nothing so far has been a big fat green light for all of that. Norm Pattis, thank you for the great job you're doing with Owen and all of us. And thanks for joining us.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, thank you. So that's where we are, folks. And if you just tuned in, Owen Schroyer this morning, right before he went live on air, he just was there and was not even talking and had tape over his mouth. If you're a radio listener, you can see the video at InfoWars.com. Simply saying that he has a right to free speech and it's being violated. In fact, let's just do this. Let's play the first video before he gets arrested for TV viewers and radio listeners, because you'll notice there's no audio. I'll have to talk over it because they come over and say you can't have a piece of tape over your mouth. But everybody else can demonstrate in here all day. We just don't call that demonstrations. They can hold up their signs. They can yell at you, but you can't be there. So let's go ahead and roll that video.
Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars.com. I am back in the state capitol where, when I walked in today, I was greeted by security who told me if I even take this sign out in the building today, that I would be arrested. Well, I'm planning on not even saying anything because I'm going to put this over my mouth as an illustration of the censorship that I'm enduring now in the real world, not just by big tech, but by the Democrats. And I was told I'd be arrested if I take this sign out and hold it. Well, the Remove Trump protesters had dozens of signs out here that they were holding. Are they going to arrest me for doing exactly what they did? Well, I guess we're going to find out.
So he's whispering in a corner. He's right where everybody else has been standing every day, right in the middle under the big goddess of Columbia. And they come over and say, can't do it.
Sir, the impeached Trump protesters come here every single day. We saw them here. We actually confronted them. Is there a reason why they aren't arrested every day?
What if I just get rid of the sign and hold this?
All right, we're going to go to break. Again, the full video is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but I'm just going to be honest with you right now. I've been studying COG, continuity of government, how they're trying to take Trump out, and how these shadow groups that were put in during the Cold War are still operating. And the way this judge in California is ordering hundreds of sites secretly taken down is totally illegal. We just had a lawyer on explaining that as well. That means they've gone full criminal. And if you follow this threat continuum, it means violence very soon by them. False flags to blame us, start a shooting war. I'm just telling you. And the gut level, oh man, I mean, it's off the chart, my spidey sense. There is a dagger pointed at the heart of the American Republic right now. The deep state establishment was just to drive into our heart. Question is, are we going to let them? Think about that. But all the moves we've seen are like laying a piece of paper on top of a stove, a coiled electric stove. And if you watch the paper begin to yellow and then brown, and then suddenly, flashpoint, that piece of printer paper, writing paper, flashes into flame. And so the increments of the tyranny have been yellowing and browning the paper. But we're right at that moment in slow motion, if you could see it, when it goes. If you put a piece of paper into a regular fire or a gas stove, it'll kind of light on one spot right away and just kind of burn through. But there's something spectacular about one of those flat top electric stoves. And it's a science experiment. My dad, when I was like 6, 7 years old, said, you want to see something? And he showed me a deer camp we had that had a gas stove and an electric stove. He actually got pieces of paper and showed me. He said, because the heat's being evenly distributed with this one, it'll go at a flash point instead of over here with a flame, and explained some thermodynamic thing to me. I didn't get then, don't get now. But that's the kind of stuff my dad was always doing when I was a kid. He teach me how water towers work and how electricity works and how gunpowder works and how nuclear weapons work and how firearms work and how crops work and how doing electrical work works. But I digress. America is at that flashpoint, and the paper's browning right now, and any second. That's why some of the biggest explosions are in paper mills. There's a bunch of paper dust in the air. And you get one spark, one piece of paper burns, little bitty piece, barely see it, just like flour mills. Some of the biggest explosions you could see, it looks like TNT goes off. Somebody lights a match inside a paper mill or inside a flour mill, and those little pieces in the air are just like gasoline. And that's where we are. And so I don't know if it's going to flash today or next week or tomorrow. Well, you actually found an example of flashpoint. And so Trump has to act. America has to act. Because globalists look like they're losing, but they keep upping the criminal increment. They keep upping what they're getting away with. And we think they're losing because each plot fails. But what they're really doing is conditioning us not to recognize when the big one actually hits. And that's why they're telling you that Trump's invincible. That's why they're saying all the odds makers say he's invincible. That's why they're saying nothing can stop him. Is because they want Trump to be comfortable and not watching his back, and they want us to go to sleep so they can drop the hammer. And in increments, exponential, going to this level with what they're doing to Trump supporters around the country, electing all these district attorneys and sheriffs that work for Soros and are openly saying, we're going to allow people to attack Trump supporters, and then they're having cases where they do, and the D.C. courts let Antifa brutally attack men and women savagely, and they just say, you go free. And you say, well, that'll start a war. Well, that's exactly what they want. Due process is being thrown out the window. But it's being done in the blue cities because they're losing. But if Trump doesn't take action, and if we don't take action politically and through the criminal justice system, we are aiding and abetting these people. We'll have to have a discussion about what we're going to do, but it's rapidly reaching the point where the media and the academics and the politicians leading and directing this and the globalists financing it are at war with us through their capos and through their soldiers. And they're entering a world of pain. That's all I'm saying. They will lose. There's no way they're going to win. Chi-coms, they're done. loveless Hollywood. Everybody hates them. There's nothing they can do to fix anything now. They're totally hated. It's over. Except can they drag us into a big, giant war? They should quit right now. But they just don't know how to quit, do they? Like undead zombies. We're going to go to break. Something I want to just tell you about here is so important to you and your family. You know, funding this operation is pretty darn important. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear funding us and spreading the word. But this is from the World Health Organization of all places. According to the World Health Organization, a 2007 study, nearly 2 billion individuals had insufficient iodine intake, a third being of school age, cognitive iodine deficiency syndrome. And it goes on to say it's the leading cause of low IQ in the world. 2 billion plus people. We sell the very best iodine there is out there, the opposite of fluoride. Fox News reports on a big federal study about how there is weaponized toxic fluoride added with chemicals in all the major drinking water and how it's killing people en masse and 100 plus million people are getting sick from it. That was Fox News 2 days ago. X2 and X3 are the good halogen that counter all of that. Yes, of course, I'm selling you something you need. I'm telling you you need it. So you buy it and so it helps you and so you get more. You know why I never get sick? You know why I'm so aggressive? You know why I look in many ways younger than I did 10 years ago? Because of iodine, ladies and gentlemen, and because of the right kind. This funds our operation. It's been sold out for a while. 40% off. You get it with X3, two different formulas, both excellent. Give them 50% off together. Only thing I can go 50% on with or together. And that means free shipping on that order as well. Infowarsstore.com. Everybody should be stocking up on this stuff. It lasts for years and years. There's not even an expiration date on it. But let me go further. Why do I call our vitamin D3 and vitamin K fusion winter sun? Because your skin produces vitamin D when it gets sun. Well, you don't get it in the fall and the winter and the spring. And that's the main reason you get so many flus and other things from viruses and bacteria during the winter is because you're not producing it. Ladies and gentlemen, doctors forever said, go out and get some sun. You won't get sick. Well, you can't do it in the winter. Winter sun is 40% off, even though it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. So two things with all this crazy stuff going on in the world and the flu and all the rest of it is vitamin D3. And we have a great, high-quality, non-synthetic form of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Get both of these big specials before they end.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, the original theme of the broadcast today, because I just cover whatever I think is most important, whatever's front and center, whatever you alert us to, was the coronavirus and the weird connections of Bill and Melinda Gates and a vaccine and them wargaming this happening 2 months ago and all the rest of it. And how that could politically be used against Trump and the world economy. I mean, I predicted 3 months ago that a bioweapon release or a crisis during the Trump trial would be what I would look for as part of the backdrop of fear and hysteria to then trigger riots and things and say Trump's got to go. That's just one of the things we're on record saying. I'm not saying that's what's unfolding at this point. But we're also going to get into censorship. And Glenn Greenwald and the fact that the Brazilian government wants him arrested for journalism and how Trump's not standing up for Assange, even though he told him release the WikiLeaks on TV. You just can't do that, President Trump. You need to release Julian Assange. A lot of people have turned against Trump because of this. I still love him way better than Hillary, but my goodness, it's scary. Glenn Greenwald confronts American liberals trying to destroy free speech. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Here's some of what Greenwald had to say. And then Roger Stone's lawyer is going to exclusively join us. Yep. There's big news on that front. Oh, it's big news. We'll get to that in a moment. We're getting Tyler Nixon on the line right now. But first, here's what Greenwald had to say.
And say, look, they're not banned from communication. They just can't use the telephone. They can drive 6 hours and go talk to the person directly. Or the same with the person who had a monopoly over telegraphs at the turn of the century. The reality is that Facebook and Google, I think, are becoming something much different than public companies. They do a lot more than just fostering communication. In fact, their primary business at this point is not fostering communication or allowing internet searches. In the case of Google, it's gathering data about all of us so that they can sell this data and monetize it. And their main business actually is artificial intelligence, is understanding how the human brain works so that they can replicate it and even build a better version. These are companies with incredible power over almost every aspect of our civic life. And so I'm not losing any sleep over the fact that Alex Jones's videos can't be on YouTube, but I am starting to lose some sleep over the ability of these corporations to exercise unconstrained control over almost every facet of human life in a way that I do think starts to transcend the power even of the most powerful governments. And that, I think, is what this Alex Jones banning is about. And let me just make one last point about Facebook, which is it isn't like this is the first time that they've decided to ban big platforms in the name of eliminating incitement to violence or hate speech. We wrote an article actually at the end of last year about how they're now taking requests not just from the U.S. government but from the Israeli government. And I think in something like 97% of the cases have taken requests from the Israeli government to delete pages of Palestinians, including Palestinian journalists and media outlets and activists, and have just deleted them on the same grounds that they just deleted Alex Jones, which is these pages are hate speech, they incite violence. And I think that there's this kind of romanticized notion that if we have the rules that Brianna read earlier, that they're going to be implemented in this way that's really pleasing to the liberal mind. And I think the reality is much different, that powerful corporations are going to institute censorship rules in general, not to protect the marginalized against the powerful, but to protect the powerful against the marginalized. I don't have any.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you know, I'm not losing sleep over Alex Jones losing his platform, but, you know, it is dangerous. Everyone has to add that proviso so they don't get attacked. Remember, Zuckerberg said, you talk about Alex Jones in a positive way, you're banned. I could be a terrible guy, but people should have a right to defend me. But imagine that dangerous proviso. We're watching you, and you've got to only say bad things about this person. That's so cult-like, but oh, everybody's got to follow it. Wow, that's really what people have become. That's what everybody's turned into. And then now, oh, it's the NRA. Now it's President Trump. And it's all about making you do what they say. Or this huge internet that was supposedly for us to communicate, it's really to watch us and make sure we conform, and that's not dangerous. A big semi-omnipresent system tracking everything we do, working with authoritarian regimes, but then they're the moral authority when they help China round up millions of people and put them in death camps. That's Google and Apple. On record doing it. They don't even hide it, but they are moral at Google. And Alex Jones, he questioned years ago mass shootings because so many other things are fake. And that's the worst thing in the world. Oh, he questioned WMDs and he questioned babies in incubators in Iraq that he was right about. And he questioned Jussie Smollett. And we first questioned the Covington kids when the media said they did all this. And I said, looks to me like that guy came over and got in their face. We were the first on that Saturday to put an article out like an hour after it happened live. And sometimes it would turn out we were wrong. Maybe the Covington kids did do something wrong, but it didn't look like it to us. So we said, looks like the media is running with this BS. Because it was now this that had put it out. And it turned out we were right. 98% of the time. Because we're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to get it right. We don't always get it right. And when we get it wrong, we tell you, but we're really trying to get it right. We really care about humanity. I really have empathy for little black kids and little white kids and little brown kids. I may hate how adults get wound into fury and hate me because of what color I am. And it doesn't mean I go along with political correctness either. But I genuinely care about humanity, and the system knows that, and they know you legitimately care about humanity, and they know that we legitimately come together, and that what we're saying is popular because humanity has a fallen nature. But at the end of the day, want to be good, and that freedom is popular. And that asking questions and being focused and being involved and being engaged is not a moral sin. It's a good thing. It's a blessing. And that the corrupt Hollywood and the corrupt globalists and the corrupt Chi-Coms and the corrupt EU royalty has no business sitting up there as the new moral church over the world, pontificating and speaking from their thrones of political power about who has speech and who doesn't. But finally, tyrants believe they're going to win because they weaponize media, they weaponize entertainment, they flood the country and the world with drugs and entertainment and alcohol and hope that they can just get us confused and scrambled and short attention spans to the point of we lose our humanity and these big corporations can dominate and take full control, even though it's ruining their own children's lives. They can't help but deploy the technology. They can't help but carry all this out, because if they don't, somebody else will. That's the argument. Okay, well, if somebody else is going to get nuclear weapons, why not just hand them out to everybody? Bioweapons, gene editing, edited babies, human-animal clones. All the announcements about normalizing, growing. Now they're saying, oh, biological stuff is robots. Oh, look, we created the first cellular robots, and soon we'll create cellular flesh robots. But really, it's biological creatures they make that are slaves and programmed. It's disgusting, and it removes us from who we are and lets these sick, evil corporations be our gods and have us merge with them. And then it's fetishized by the left in Hollywood that this is the great new thing, when it's dead, it's unfulfilling, it doesn't work, it stinks, it doesn't, it's a joke. All of it, pedophilia, all this crap is just people signing on to destroying who they are. The equivalent of sticking their soul into a light socket and being fried and saying, oh, that's an amazing phenomenon. What a feeling. Big breaking news straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to interrupt, then I'm leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globalists are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
The power structure has built the internet kill switch. They've built the incremental systems of Chinese social credit score. Big tech has helped China round up millions on record. They're very proud of it. Well, they lecture us about how to be moral, how conservatives are evil and need to be silenced because we question public events and statements. Now, they are moving forward with even more intense censorship right as they try to remove the president. But I was thinking about political prisoners soon to be of their successful Roger Stone last night. So I thought, let me search engine his name. And I saw this: key witness asked judge not to send Roger Stone to prison. Randy Credico. And this is Randy Credico right here. the former current talk show host that Roger was saying was one of his sources. I remember Roger telling me that it was Randy Credico when Roger was a pundit here on InfoWars. And I remember saying, get Credico on. That's great. Oh, he's scared. But what's the crime trying to get a hold of Julian Assange? He never told me that he had talked to Julian Assange. He hadn't, but everybody else had. He wouldn't talk to us, but he said he was talking to an intermediary. And so Roger's only crime was hyping up that it was going to be big against Hillary Clinton, something that was true and something that Assange had said publicly. You already know about that. But Randy Credico, to his credit, has come out and said, you know, I wasn't asked the right questions by the prosecution or the defense. This was just Roger and I joking back and forth. That is what we did, threatening each other. I know Roger does have a funny sense of humor, does that back and forth here as well. But that's it. That's threatening a witness, and he just says, please let him out. The sentencing's been moved back to February 20th from the 6th because they're getting all of Roger's finances, and a federal court's ordered all of his documents, all his bank accounts, all his emails to be handed over to the media. Judges have never done that. So the deep state's all secret, but boy, everything Roger's got, I guess, on the left can dig through it and really try to destroy him, will be released. So that's the type of harassment that's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to get Tyler Nixon, who's not his lawyer, been his lawyer in the past, was not his lawyer on these cases, on. None of this comes from Roger. None of these are statements from Roger. Roger said, I can't talk to you. Talk to one of my lawyers. You want to talk to somebody? He said, texting him last night this morning. He said, you know, I can't talk to you. Say hi to the crew. Miss you guys. Talk to Tyler Nixon. And he sent more messages. By the way, I didn't say anything to you. Only talk to Tyler Nixon. I mean, he doesn't have free speech. His co-host is in jail right now. Owen Schroyer's been arrested again for wearing tape on his mouth in the Capitol foyer where everybody else is in there demonstrating, but he's not allowed to. So now one host is facing 20 to 52 years in prison. Already spent millions, has been bankrupted. The other host is, they're now saying the judge wants him to spend a year in jail. We had the lawyer on earlier. So that's America right now. So Tyler Nixon, as an Army veteran, as a patriot, as a lawyer, what do you make of this climate and what's currently unfolding?
It's just unconscionable, but it's also exposing who the people really are, you know, what their intentions are, and frankly that... you know, those like you, Alex, and others who have tried to sound the clarion bell, this is exactly what they're going to do and what they're doing and what you predicted they would do, which is to try to shut everybody down, lock up. I mean, they're going to turn this into a police state if they have their way. But it's not, you know, a police state necessarily with jackboots and truncheons just yet. But it's certainly
it's a digital police state.
Roger.
It's a digital.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. They can shut your life down with the click of a mouse. You know, as opposed to the stroke of a pen in days past. And, you know, Roger Stone's prosecution, whatever you want to call it, is a perfect example of this, where they've co-opted or are attempting in the process of co-opting the final bastion, I guess you could say, within the state structure, the government, for any type of recourse or redress, which is the justice system.
And they're sending a message to Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. You support Trump in America, we'll destroy you. They know they can't intimidate us, but it's an example to everybody else.
Sure, and they're doing exactly what they've done or tried to do to Roger Stone and to others, to the president, with this ridiculous farce of a so-called impeachment trial, which is to focus in on some minutia or some area where he had a phone call, for example, and just blow it up into literally, to use the term, a federal case. And it's pedophagy at its worst. Adam Schiff and that bunch are just a bunch. I mean, they are the biggest manipulators, liars, and above all, hypocrites that this country has ever seen in our political life in modern times. And, you know, it's Roger Stone was put through a process where he was effectively shut down from defending himself, both in court and publicly. And now you have Randy Credico coming out. Even this is the chief witness against him, supposedly, at least under the witness tampering charges, coming out and imploring Judge Berman Jackson not to give him any prison time. Now, look, we've been talking about prison sentencing reform. I know, Alex, you've been all over the harshness of the system within the, you know, the penal system, let's just say, for many years, you know, the over-incarceration of people, they've devastated the African-American community with the drug war, and you're going to throw a 67-year-old political activist who's never been convicted of even jaywalking.
By the way, they called him, they implied also in the news and in the, as you know, that he was some kind of white supremacist. Roger is a huge libertarian, a libertine, and is famous for drug decriminalization and is famous, you know, for marching in gay marches and all this kind of stuff. So that idea is total defamation and slander. And that's why he was able to get Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's son and stuff on air. And he's been huge in the black community as a JFK researcher. So, again, another form of pure defamation.
Yeah, he stood with Russell Simmons, Al Sharpton and others and denounced the drug war as early as in the middle of the Bush administration with, you know, in working with Randy Credico, who mentions that in a letter, how much Roger's done to you know, to help the cause of this ending this.
Well, let's just say everybody gives the credit to Kanye West, which he deserves some, and to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. But it's been Roger in Trump's ear for 40 years to run for office and to run on decriminalization of marijuana and to let and to not have unfair sentencing for blacks.
Sure. And you can see it. You can go back to an article, I believe, from either 88 or 90, where Trump openly says the drug war is a disaster and needs to end. I wish he would adopt that policy today. You know,
but instead, they had the elitist jury. It wasn't even really a black jury. The elitist white jury full of CIA people publicly. I mean, it was like a Democrat. And how about some of them going and giving interviews and talking trash about Roger afterwards and saying basically it was political? I mean, this was a sick miscarriage and a railroading.
No, they've taken every opportunity, every avenue, every choice, and they've made it so that it is rigged against Roger. I mean, they put him in D.C. They put him in front of an Obama-appointed judge. They eliminated his ability to introduce evidence about the Russian.
And all this was done after he was deplatformed, because that's how this works. Deplatform to prison. They've told me, they said, Democrats came up to me in D.C. and in Virginia and said, you're going to prison like Roger. We're going to put you in prison. I mean, these are scum.
Yeah, they really are. Anyone who would abuse the justice system or use the justice system to convict and punish innocent people or to use it as a political weapon are the worst criminals of all and need to be dealt with most harshly.
Tyler Nixon, you're on fire today. I want to get into why you think Credico's coming out, because everything Credico's saying is what I was hearing from Roger about, man, we would just joke with each other and stuff. This is BS. Why is he doing this? Now these Credico's basically admitting that. I'd like to get Credico on the show. I have nothing but, you know, I like Credico before all this happened. Stay there, though. I want to get a few more minutes with you. Come back on soon because, you know, Roger's front and center right now with the attacks on Assange, the attacks on Greenwald now, and attacks on us. I mean, folks, I'm not trying to be dramatic here. They're breathing down my neck. It's okay. Just say a prayer for InfoWars. Spread the links because we're sacrificing everything to be patriotic Americans that stay at the wheel under attack.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Globalists are getting rid of chivalry. Think, oh, their big tech's going to save them. But their surveillance grid is going to protect them. But if society breaks down, every person I've talked to that protects globalists tell me that they are going to take good care of the globalists. They're going to put them to bed at night and make sure they're warm. 6 feet of covers. They have lots of little friends down there with them. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not going to hurt anybody. They're drawing near. And they come to take your life. On to the dead of night. see the full horseman ride. So choose your fate and die. Oh, yeah. Been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned. Need no confession now. A sinner once, sinner twice. All right. Let's go to Tyler Nixon. Tyler, I hope we can fix things peacefully, but I look at the globalists and the things they're doing. They don't seem to get it, and I just think history's getting ready to repeat. I hope Trump can fix things peacefully, but at some point, he's got to move against the deep state.
Well, you remind me of that old trope, I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. And, yeah, you're exactly right. President Trump has for too long been tweeting and complaining and calling this all this mess a witch hunt, a hoax, which is all true, of course. But he needs to realize he has the power to blunt the effects of this this campaign of
that's right. He's only inviting more of it now, and it's becoming a dereliction of duty.
It is. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but when you have an FBI agent who is not even a question, the assistant director, McCabe, lied to the FBI, lied to his fellow agents, and he just walks free and is a commentator on MSNBC or wherever the hell they have him these days. This is like a perversion of our justice system, perversion of basically the rule of law itself. I mean, we don't have a rule of law anymore if this goes on. And President Trump, I understand he needs to get reelected, and he doesn't want to rock the boat. But you know what? They're not going to come after him any harder, or they're not going to, basically try to do more to him if he acts. I mean,
they're not suing for peace. They don't want detente. They take his restraint as weakness.
Yeah, and Roger Stone is someone who will become a political prisoner if he is actually incarcerated, in my opinion, without question. And I would be remiss if I did not point out that although he has not decided fully on his appeal rights yet until we see what happens at the sentencing, certainly, StoneDefenseFund.com is where people can donate. I think the problem is that people have forgotten, that the battle goes on legally.
That's right. They think he's sitting on mountains of cash. He's not. He didn't like the lobbying. No. He got out of it when he had a big conscience pang after the Brooks Brothers suit riot. And this is all on record. I don't just believe Roger. I know the story.
He's
out of money. He and his wife live in an apartment. And I know how much these appeals are with good, decent lawyers. It's millions of dollars per lawsuit, per fight when they're real. We've got major litigator operations running against us. They think they're railroading us, but we've got a lot of tactics. Obviously, you see, we're still here 2 years into it, and we're not going down. That's why they're trying to put us in prison right now and pulling a lot of dirty tricks behind the scenes. But I love it because it means I'm over the target. Tyler Nixon, please join us again in the next few days. It's been too long. I want to talk about how Roger's doing, how his spirits are. But let's do that for a few minutes on the other side of the 60-second break.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can feel the energy intensify. There's now no doubt this is a deadly outbreak. Already spiraling into pandemic. They're suppressing that right now. And I have an update before Matt Bracken takes over. We're also going to get an update from Caitlin Bennett, who's been on fire, on top of the fire. She's always on fire. Talking about what she witnessed in Virginia, what she witnessed in D.C., and what she thinks about Owen being arrested for the second time today for wearing tape over his mouth. So they gagged Roger Stone, and now they've gagged Owen for being gagged. That's right. The judge said, just you can't go in there and disrupt anything. Well, wearing a piece of tape is now disruption. The Democrats can yell and scream and throw themselves around inside committee rooms. Jane Fonda can get arrested every week as a stunt. They drop the charges every time. That's all confirmed. It's just total lawlessness by the left. And we do one-tenth what they do. The book is thrown from on high like the Ten Commandments, smashing onto his head. I got to tell you, though, Owen, and I'm not putting Owen down. I know why he did it. But Owen is not doing what I tell him to do. I told him, do not get arrested, even if the orders they're giving you are unlawful. I don't want stunts. And, buddy, they're going to throw the book at you. And he's learning that from court yesterday. We had a great lawyer there with him. He said he's never seen anything like it. And now they're doing it again. And, sure, he's in the right. And, like, If he wants to be Rosa Parks and sit at the back, at the front of the bus and get arrested, that's he can do that. He's doing this as a citizen. And by the way, it's not because I have liability that I'm saying that. I'm proud of Owen at a certain level. I want to keep him in the field. They want to throw his ass in prison, man. They called for a year in jail yesterday. Now it's going to be, I mean, and you're like, well, they won't do that. Yes, they will. Because Roger Stone, I was there, never talked to Assange, never lied about it, told Congress he never talked to Assange. Talking to someone that talked to WikiLeaks is not talking to him. If you call up and talk to the secretary at InfoWars, you didn't talk to Alex. If Congress said, did you talk to Alex? You went, no, I didn't. I talked to the secretary. That's not talking to Alex Jones. And that's not talking to Julian Assange. It's he didn't lie. And again, you're like, yeah, well, why is he facing? Because it's an Obama judge. It's the same woman that's tried to cover up all the illegal spying and a bunch of other crap. This woman is an abomination. These are what they call tyrants in black robes. It's why we had 1776. Read the Declaration of Independence. The biggest thing it talks about is corrupt judges and corrupt faraway courts. People are sick of it. So they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Nobody believes a damn thing they say now. If they could get patriots to do something violent, which I hope doesn't happen, no one's going to think we did it. Got that? The New World Order's done. Surrender now. But they can't help it. We're going to Caitlin Bennett here, but I want to Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's confidant, personal lawyer, not his lawyer in the criminal cases. How is Roger doing right now? I mean, I see the news where the judge ordered and a court ruled all of the court files are public. No one's ever, his personal phone numbers, his friends, emails to his dying mother, who died. I mean, I know it's in there. There's a ton of them. He was talking about it before it all came down. The harassment of the courts ordering all that turned over, everything he's got is life as part of the sentencing. What the hell is that?
Yeah, Roger Stone's treatment is a chilling preview into what you can expect from a lawless police state run by the likes of the Adam Schiffs of the world and so forth. Roger's holding up. He's doing great, as great as can be expected. But the man's a fighter. He's a stolid warrior for the right. And, you know, this is why they've gone after him with all, I mean, with everything they have in their book of tricks. I mean, you have to look. They're going to release the evidence in the case, or this is potentially going to happen. Yet, the House Intelligence Committee has yet to release the transcript for which of the testimony over which he was charged. The Democrats ran in 2018 saying the Republicans are withholding these Intelligence Committee transcripts, blah blah blah, and we will release them. Elect us, and we'll release them. Come January, they said just in a few days now we're going to release all these transcripts of testimony.
Let me give you an example. A couple months ago, a judge ordered us to give them a list of all our employees going back 7 years. All of a sudden, former employees go, yeah, I'm getting calls from the New York Times the next day. So they get our employee records, and they're just handed right over to the media. Imagine all his personal emails, everything the FBI, everything is going to be given to the media. They've said that. I mean, the harassment level.
I mean, they're talking... These transcripts are being held under the intelligence community's supposed declassification process. What the hell about Roger Stone's testimony needs to be declassified? You know, this was the tactic to basically do what they did to Stone and what they want to do to everyone else. They want to basically be able to distort and cherry pick what they want out of different testimonies given to patch together a completely false picture of what went down in order to basically just railroad these people. I mean, how can you justify? The Intelligence Committee has rules which require that if anybody discusses or discloses any part of someone's testimony,
Comey perjured himself and said he didn't leak, and now he admits he did. Tyler Nixon, to come back very, very soon to talk about this more, but just 30 seconds in closing. Trump's got a pardon Stone. When are you guys expecting after the sentencing for that happen? He better not spend one night in that frickin' jail.
I agree with you, and it would be a terrible disgrace. I hope this judge has some sliver of sanity and to see that this man has been put through enough, and I can't believe that President Trump would stand to see someone who has committed no crime and has no victim, mainly. I mean, whatever you say of him, there's no victims in this crime.
Well, plus the whole Russiagate thing's falling apart.
It would be a disgrace to this republic and pardon him, please, Mr. President. Pardon Roger Stone now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Tyler Nixon. Tyler Nixon on Twitter, at Tyler Nixon. Thank you, sir. Very eloquent individual. Please get him back on, crew. Okay. Let's go to Caitlin Bennett. I really appreciate Caitlin joining us. Caitlin, where to start with Owen's second arrest? I know he's a big fan of you. You're a big fan of your colleague. We worked together again in D.C., got to work together in Virginia. Where do you want to start first?
I would like to start with the video he did the other day where he just completely overtook and overpowered the protesters that were standing there in the Capitol, and he was asking them, what is Trump being impeached for? They couldn't give an answer. They don't even know what they're there protesting for. But when you don't know what you're there protesting for, they let you stay there. No one got removed. Like, do you see any cops? There's no cops there. He overpowered them, took over the protest, and it was fine. Look how many there are. But when Owen goes there by himself, silent, with duct tape over his mouth, it's a whole big deal. I think he explains it best in his video where he shows the double standard and the hypocrisy and showing what's going on Capitol Hill. They're controlling the police to be anti-Trump.
And then he comes back 2 days later, and this is once the police came over. He had tape over his mouth and was saying nothing, and they said, we're going to arrest you.
Isn't that incredible? I know that you tell him not to get arrested, and I almost would not get arrested either, but Owen's his own person. He's definitely got a mind of his own, and I think that's great. I know I personally would not prefer to be arrested because you never know what those cops would charge you with or try to do. I wouldn't trust them.
The cops are being ordered to do it. It's the judges and the prosecutors, man. They are slime in that city. I mean, we're talking bad. I mean, yeah, you're so putting yourself in the hands of criminals, in my view.
Yep, I would just avoid it. But Owen's tougher. I think he's got a stronger will than I do to go out there and do that stuff and face the arrest and the judges and the
sure. I mean, I support what he's done. I just am not going to order him to go do it. And I've asked him not to do it because I think he's more effective outside of jail.
Yeah, he probably is more effective outside of jail. But I have to thank him for going out there and standing up for Trump and doing what all of us wish that we could go do and just deal with the stuff that he deals with. So many people look at him. And
you know, I just thought of something, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Caitlin. I apologize, but you're so smart about saying that. We already have coming out. In fact, the truck arrived today, and I'm not mad, but nobody brought them over here from the warehouse. These just came in. These are a little bit bigger than our actual size. They're about half the size. And it says, Save the First Amendment, Infowars.com, things like that here. I'm going to come back where everybody can go to Trump rallies and demand Trump do something. They're at cost $19.95 to get a big packet of all 20 stickers. And then we have another packet. We get 100 at cost, or 500. So again, $19.95, you get 100 of them. And we're launching a website where you get 20 free shipped to your door, no cost at all. But help us fund this, get your 100 packs at cost. Caitlin Bennett.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The War Room's coming up in about 40 minutes. Matt Bracken's about to take over. Roger Stone can't come on. He's gagged, the other co-host, facing prison. And the other host is in jail right now for wearing a piece of tape over his mouth at the Capitol. Other people are allowed to protest. He's just not allowed to. And yes, I came up with this idea a few weeks ago, listeners did, a caller did, to have a sticker. It's a little bit smaller than this. It goes over the mouth. It looks like duct tape that says, Save the First Amendment, Infowars.com. Save the Second Amendment, Infowars.com. Operation Win 2020, Infowars.com. Banned, and then Infowars.com. Break up Big Tech, Infowars.com. Impeach the Democrats, Infowars.com. Indict the traitors, Infowars.com. Forbidden information, Infowars.com. Maybe do a document cam shot. And you can buy 100 of these at cost, $19.95. At InfoWarsStore.com. They're here. The truck's here. I just was not. And you know what? I'm not going to fight with Q anymore. There's a IMQ, InfoWars.com. Just whatever. Because whoever started it might be a scam or whatever, but if it's citizens involved researching, it's a good thing. Well, we should just co-opt it for freedom. A great American flag with InfoWars.com. Defend the Second Amendment, InfoWars.com. Save InfoWars. Banned. Uncover the truth. These are the stickers, okay? There's 20 of them. And they are at cost up to 1,000 packs for $199. There's no reviews of that yet. So you can get these and hand them out at events. You go to a Trump rally, everybody puts them on, and being silent's even more powerful. Trump will definitely hear about it. Or go to the Capitol and do it. See if you get arrested. You'll see Democrats all doing whatever they want, protesting, but you do it, boom, they're on you. And imagine, this is like black folks trying to ride at the front of the bus and getting arrested. It's going to end up backfiring on them. Caitlin Bennett, I got you on here about what you saw in D.C., the great reports you filed, what you witnessed in Virginia, not this with Owen, but this is a pretty big deal. Finishing up with that and then just getting into the state of the country.
Yeah, so I have been going so many places within the last week, Alex, and one thing I want to kind of go off topic here, and I want to thank the listeners for going to InfoWarsStore.com and sharing the links from NewsWars, because I was actually, with your help and with the opportunity you were able to give me to go out and do these videos and support my work and be a sponsor, I was actually invited to the West Wing of the White House, which is something that you have to be invited by the Trump administration or his staff to go do. And that wouldn't have happened if it weren't for you. So I want to thank you personally. And then I want to thank the listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have the listeners. And without the listeners, we wouldn't have InfoWars on here. And I wouldn't have the platform that I have. So thank you to the listeners. And thank you, Alex, for the opportunity you have given me to be able to go do that. So
I'm sure it's not a status thing, obviously, to get to work with the White House and just... and then recognizing the great journalism you're doing, that's a great thing. So it just shows you how you're being noticed and the great work you're doing and what listeners sponsoring you by supporting us, what that allows you. And, of course, I've doubled this year the expenses and the funding for you, because the more we fund you, and you're not even making much money personally, you just spend almost all of it on action. And so I've doubled your funding this year, and you've really doubled the amount of work. So I want to thank the listeners. But I told listeners, we're doubling operations. I'm spending every reserve. We're all in. We're just trusting in God. So and you've really been doing an amazing job with your team.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, yeah, another thank you to the listeners. I wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity without them. So the supplements are important. Sharing the links are important. And going to Band Up Video is important as well. But when we look at the things that I were able to do this last week, another thing I went to was the Virginia rally. I went out a little bit later. And everyone was asking for you. Everyone was asking where you were, and Owen as well. But I went out a little bit later when people were leaving so that it was a little bit more calm and I had easier access to interview people. The message was the same from the people who were from Virginia. And there were tons of people who weren't even from Virginia that came to support Virginians. I think that is the most amazing thing I saw there that day, was so many people from out of state. And this sends such a clear message to the Second Amendment supporters and even the governor of Virginia and basically everyone.
Well, we know it's a globalist, New World Order, Soros, Bloomberg attack. Of course we're there. Virginians were thanking me. I'm like, thanking you? They're coming for my guns too, brother. We're Americans.
Yeah, so this is just a clear message to any politician out there that wants to push for gun control. The entire country is going to stand up against you. And I really think the Virginians need to be on their toes, because they're pushing red flag laws already. They're passing them. They have the FBI watching militias that showed up. So really be on your toes. You go to these rallies and you show up and you have fun, and the numbers, Democrats don't care. They don't care. They will try to step on you every step of the way. They will try to tread on you every step of the way. So just a message to Virginians, just because you had so many people at this rally doesn't mean you need to, have a blind eye or think that's it. Make sure you're doing all that you can. And if they do come for your guns, I really hope people stand by their words that they will not comply. And just know the whole country is going to be there to back you guys up. Most amazing thing I saw.
Well, Americans are facing coordinated multinational attack. We have to combine forces together. And an attack on a Californian, an attack on a Virginian, an attack on a Texan, an attack on a Michigander, it doesn't matter. We're all Americans. An attack on a black American's rights or a white American's rights or anybody. It's an attack on us all.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I think it was really funny, the tweets going around with pictures of black gun owners, because the entire media, CNN, local media, was trying to paint this as a white supremacist rally. And it kind of was like the time to shine for these black gun owners, because they were like, what about me? You guys are so important. You guys want to focus on Black Lives Matter. But they completely ignored, the mainstream media completely ignored all of these black gun owners.
By the way, I was blown away by, I'd say the crowd was about 10% black, which is almost the population. That was scaring the hell out of the left. In fact, let me just show people something. Here's a hat I wear. Probably going to come out with one of these. It's custom. But it's just a black corduroy hat I've had a long time that I like. And it says, don't, you know, tread on me. Well, it's join or die. It's the original oldest flag from the Revolution, before the Revolution even started, saying the 13 colonies all the way from, you know, New Hampshire and New York and all that, right down to Virginia and North Carolina and West Virginia. And it says, join or die. It has a double meaning, join or they'll destroy us, and join us or we're going to kill you. But that says it all. And that's about unity. There's not, you know, that's, that snake isn't white. It's not black. It's American. And it joins or it dies. It's that simple.
It's a great message that Virginians stuck together, and people from out of state came to stay together with them. So I think that's great. Just Virginia, keep on your toes, because they're still passing gun control. Governor Northam does not care. And if they want to really stop their state from turning blue, I think they need to look at what's turning it blue, too. So make sure you get out in those polls and vote.
Well, it's the election fraud, and I don't want to take away hope, but we need indictments. They're organizing illegal aliens to vote and giving them driver's license in Democrat states. This is a takeover. It's a criminal operation. We treat them like criminals or they win. Caitlin, Matt Bracken is obviously an expert on all this, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, really smart guy. Let's say hi to him on the other side if you can hold a few more minutes and then let him take over here and host a few segments because this is really key. And I want to also get your take on the Women's March and more that didn't even have 30,000 people and it had like 5 million right after Trump got elected. I was there. I saw it. Biggest march I've ever seen. It was insane. Capitol Police and D.C. Police told me the only thing ever bigger was Obama's inauguration. That's the all-time record. And then Trump's like number three. Okay, he did have a huge inauguration, but Antifa kept folks from getting in. But the second biggest thing ever is now tiny.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Matt Bracken is about to take over, but I know he's a fan of Caitlin Bennett, the gun girl, as she's known, the Penn State gun girl that's been doing a great job reporting for InfoWars the last few years. Want to get his take on what happened in Virginia and how big a deal that is and get her closing comments. But please don't forget, I sell you things I know you need that'll make your life better so you fund the operation and want to order it again. I treat you like I want to be treated. You know, that old-fashioned idea. And with the winter and all these deadly flus and viruses going around, vitamin D3 and vitamin K are what allow you to beat that. And most of the time when you get sick, it's a deficiency in these. 40% off, even though it's close to selling out. I'm keeping it at that price because I want people to get it, especially for your children. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com. And then what iodine does for everybody, X2 and X3. X2 just got back in stock. The good halogen, the good base of everything in your body. You die without iodine. And over 2 billion people have mental deficiencies, according to the World Health Organization, from lack of iodine. Folks, it's why people are so stupid. One of the biggest reasons. Because they take the good fluoride, they take the good halogen out, that is the iodine. They put the bad halogen fluoride in. So get yours today, 40% off as well. Get them together, 50% off with free shipping for those items at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. Well, Matt Bracken, I know you've got a lot to cover in a limited time in the next two segments, but your take on Virginia, and then, of course, we have Caitlin Bennett here with her take on what happened at the Women's March being so tiny, less than 30,000, the D.C. police officially told us, versus the 5 million or so that Soros funded just 3.5 years ago. What do you make of this, Matt Bracken?
Well, I think it's instructive to compare what happened in Charlottesville to the way it went down in Richmond. And I think that the Virginia State Police and Richmond Police Department, they took to heart the you know, whether they were intentional or just blunders. They really had the rules of engagement, so to speak, down very firm in Richmond so that everybody knew what the boundaries and borders were. You know, like we predicted weeks ago, they'd put up all this chain link. So they built a perimeter around Virginia Square, and made that a no gun zone, a gun free zone. But immediately around it was an open carry zone, at least for that day. I'm sure if today you walked around downtown Richmond, you know, with an AR-15 on your back, you'd probably get yanked over. But on that day, no way. So you sort of had three rings of security, because you had the unarmed Patriots inside the fence. Then you had the armed Virginians and Americans immediately around outside the fence. So 7,000 inside, 20,000 outside. Then on the roofs around and undercover, other cops. So if anything had gone sideways really, really badly, I mean, it would have gone out of control. So the police had to be on their best behavior.
Sure, but the big takeaway is it was probably more than 30,000 people came together peacefully and not one problem, only one arrest for somebody violating a law to wearing a full mask. They thought it was Antifa. And so this was just the opposite of what the governor said was going to happen.
Yeah, it went down peacefully, and they even, you know, pick up their own trash, you know, and show and put the lie to the entire thing.
So about a giant victory. I'm going to let you take over. I appreciate you being here, Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Millie Weaver's done a great job. We're going to have her back on the show here very, very soon with some of the big things that she's been breaking. And, of course, Owen, as soon as he gets out of jail, closing comments from Caitlin Bennett.
So another trip we went to, along with Virginia, as everybody knows, is the Women's March in D.C. And just like Alex has been saying, that was the smallest Women's March I have ever seen. I was expecting there to be a lot more. A lot of women were also wearing the pink hats. The reason being because not all women have, you know, what they call those hats, vaginas. So this march was about, you know, men becoming women and women becoming men and just all kinds of lunacy. I'm really starting to think they're losing traction here. They started marching when Trump was elected, and then they saw that their marching has accomplished nothing except helping them lose weight and exercise a little bit, which I do encourage a lot of those women to do. They seem to need it. But I think it's really great to see their numbers dwindle and see the lack of support for the crazy, crazy ideologies they have on display there. I have a lot of videos coming out, one where we have a bunch of women complaining that the Democratic frontrunners are all white. They're very disappointed. They're very upset about this. But it's okay because they're not racist to be upset about all the white people in the Democratic Party. That's something to look out for on band.video. And then just some other women claiming that gun rights are not women's rights, just like the usual agenda with them. So keep an eye out on those. Make sure you check out band.video, and that's where you can check them out.
All right, Caitlin Bennett, we love you. Keep it up. Love the whole site. Love your Liberty Hangout. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, Matt Bracken knows sometimes I got to preempt part of him hosting. We love him hosting. He's awesome. He's going to take over for what's left of this segment and the next. But I just got to ask you, Matt, I don't know if you're aware, Owen was arrested again for being in the Capitol wearing a piece of tape over his mouth. But Democrats are allowed to literally run around protesting right in front of it. And the police were ordered to arrest Owen. This is getting to be next level persecution.
Yeah, I mean, well, for sure. I think that they can't take mockery. You know, it's like Alinsky that freaks them out to be mocked. You see with Roger Stone, he's under a gag order. So, you know, you can be attacked and you can't defend yourself. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Tommy Robinson next segment. But, you know, Owen, I think, is a thorn in their side ever since he, you know, he stood up and had his say. I think he's a marked man. You know, he's on the list. It's like a casino where they've got the pictures of the card counters. You know, they're going to get him for tying his shoe with his left hand. You know, I mean, they're no matter what it takes, he's on the list, just like a casino. He's on the throwout list. No question.
They want to send a message to everybody. But you know what? He's also on God's list, God's book of life. And he's going to be at the Pro-Life March coming up Friday. We'll be covering that. And he's on the list of info warriors that our listeners support. We appreciate you. You're the ones holding us up in this fight. Matt Bracken, God bless you. Take over. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, Richmond is going to be studied for a long time. And I think it'll always be compared like a binary star system to Charlottesville. In Charlottesville, they changed the locations, the times. They pushed people around. Antifa was there. I think that in Charlottesville, nobody was armed, or if they were, very few and very undercover. Whereas in Richmond, the people that were outside of the fenced enclosure were armed to the teeth. So the police knew that they had to just absolutely mind their own business and stay out of the way, or really, really terrible things could happen. But nothing happened. And it's like Robert Heinlein said long ago, an armed society is a polite society. I mean, where have you seen so many happy people walking around carrying so much armament? So Richmond's going to stand out. Now, it's not all roses, because it was also a tremendous intelligence collection opportunity for the deep state. You know, the FBI special agent in charge, the SAC at Richmond, only for the last few months, is a guy named David Archie. He's a domestic intelligence guru, and he used to be, his job before Richmond was, he was Mueller's lead FBI investigator. So he is deep state all the way. And anybody that's been watching knows that they've had these electronic warfare planes circling over Richmond, and then during the day of the lobby day protest, they had all these extra cell towers up, which some people are identifying as the Stingray towers that automatically divert your cell phone, collect the information, can scoop way more data out of your cell phone than most people would ever realize. And you know, this is all going to be social networked analyzed, along with the faces, you know, digital, the face scanning. So they're going to know everybody who is in Richmond, and that's going to be, you know, a mark of pride for those who are there. But it's also kind of elevating your risk, because to the FBI, this means you were in Richmond. You're not just a keyboard commando. You know, you're a doer. You're an action guy. So that's going to elevate the risk assessment for the FBI going forward. And we'll talk about this some more on the other side of the break.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Hey, a few more thoughts on Virginia. You know, some people have observed that we're already on all the lists based on the ammunition magazines and bulk ammo we've bought. But what they're collecting out of Richmond is something more important. It's the social networks. If there is a future resistance going on, the people that went to Richmond and how they're mapped on social networks is going to give a roadmap to the deep state for who the leaders and the organizations, how the organizations are linked. And that's something new and unique from Richmond. But overall, on balance, it was a tremendous victory, in the sense that, you know, Americans that are maybe not gun owners or just casual gun owners saw for their own selves that you know, a couple tens of thousands of numbers up in the air of Americans can rally with guns and nobody gets hurt. It's amazing. For once, Antifa, if they showed up, they were practically unnoticeable. They were on the margin and in hiding, because it was a serious day. It was a happy day, but it was a serious day. So it was overall a tremendous victory. And, you know, kudos to the people that showed up, and even to the law enforcement that for once had very clear, fixed and unmoving rules of engagement. And that's key. In Charlottesville, by moving the goalposts, by pushing the crowds around, that is what led to the violence directly. But everybody that was in Richmond, you know, hats off to you. You might face some risk down the road, but what the hell? By then, if we're in some kind of a civil war, I guess maybe it won't really even matter. But overall, it was a great day. And naturally, the liberal Democrats in Richmond, they felt very threatened. Governor Northam was actually, in hiding that day. And since then, it's been on the books, but I'm sure it's going to be rising to the top. The red flag laws are going to be going through, which, being a gun owner could be a sign of mental instability to the Democrats. And there's something in Richmond called House Bill 1627. Which will make it a felony to threaten or harass certain officials like the governor. So they're really going after not only the Second Amendment, they're going after the First Amendment, because the language on the changed language to HB 1627, where they're changing existing law, tightening it up, just to where if somebody feels threatened or harassed, that can be enough to charge somebody, you know, with a felony. So you can see Virginia's just gone off the rails ever since Bloomberg pumped millions and millions of dollars into the state and sort of snuck the election. So the key is turnout. In the last election, I've read that only 40% of Virginians bothered to vote. I sure hope that's up a lot higher next time. And if it is, maybe the Democrats can be swept right out of office. Because as it stands now, Virginia is, even after Richmond, Virginia is still in a very dangerous place. A couple weeks ago, I wrote something called The 2020 Virginia Showdown, which really lines out what would happen if the gun confiscation started really rolling through. There would be armed resistance. It wouldn't be a happy day like Richmond on Monday. You know, if there are gun confiscation crews fanning out across Virginia, it will turn into a civil war, and it'll make Northern Ireland look like a church picnic. That's a fact. And so keep your eye on the red flag laws. Keep your eye on these anti-free speech, threatening and harassing officials. You know, like you may not mock the king. You might feel harassed by that. It's very anti-American what they're doing there. Now, while I'm on the subject of First Amendment, I'd like to talk about something that I noticed in the last few days. And my meaning isn't to just talk about Tommy Robinson. We all know who he is, but about social media censorship. Tommy Robinson has been turned into an unperson, even in a way that Alex Jones and InfoWars has not been. I mean, Tommy Robinson, if you even say a positive word about him on Facebook, you'll get banned. So what they did, and it kind of reminds me of the Roger Stone situation, you gag a man, then you can slander him with impunity and he can't fight back, not even his family. You know, they're disallowed from exercising the First Amendment. Well, in the UK, Tommy Robinson, first he was banned from Twitter, and I know about that. I was banned from Twitter, and you can't even find out why. All you get are automated responses, like against hateful language, something like that. They won't tell you what you said. You're just gone. So first Tommy Robinson was banned from Twitter, where he had millions of followers. Then he was banned from Facebook. Then he only had a YouTube channel. And finally, he was banned from YouTube. So this week, past week, he was in Denmark, where he was receiving a free speech award. And he gave a major speech in an auditorium, and it was covered in Danish media, and it was posted on YouTube by other organizations, not Tommy Robinson. So a speech about free speech that was posted on YouTube, I posted a link to it, not praising Tommy Robinson, nothing like that. I posted a link to it on Facebook, and you know, a short while later, I was notified that I was getting a 7-day ban. Well, I've gotten 30-day bans practically every other month up until a few months ago. And I'm only mentioning this because it seems like maybe we're seeing some kind of a loosening of social media censorship, because YouTube still has Tommy Robinson's speech about free speech up. I mean, maybe it's just too ironic even for the social justice warriors to ban a speech about free speech. Now, when you all know that Tommy Robinson, he went back to prison got out a few months ago. When he got out of prison, in the mainstream media in the UK, he was called a wife beater, a drug dealer, a white supremacist. You know, and he has no means to fight back because he's essentially gagged. He has no social media presence, not only YouTube, Twitter and Facebook. He can't use Patreon. He can't sell his books on Amazon. He can't use Subscribestar. He's practically an unperson. He went from tens of millions of followers to, hey, whatever happened to Tommy Robinson? I guess he disappeared. What's the dude laying low? No, he was made an unperson. So please, I encourage you, go on any video service that where you can find it and look up Tommy Robinson in Denmark. The speech is amazing because he really is a terrific journalist. Each of these newspapers and television stations that told bald-faced slanders about them, he was very bold. He would go right into their newsrooms, the camera crew, and ask them, you know, can you back that up? Of course they can't. And even this week in Denmark, it's in Danish with translation, a Danish reporter is asking a Facebook representative, you know, what exactly was he banned for? You can't just say, you know, there were reports that he had called for the beheading of Muslims. Are you kidding? If that had happened, it would be in every media. There would be screen captures. And they had the Facebook guy eventually admits, you're right, we don't have any proof, but it's not one thing, it's a lot of things. So the powers that be can just ban you from social media. I mean, totally, so that you have no following. And it's because you're an anti-establishment, anti-elitist who opposes mass immigration. And the Facebook reps in this interview, they even admit that they're working with the authorities. So it's not just a private commercial entity like Facebook. It's Facebook working hand in glove with the UK government to essentially turn a British patriot into an unperson. You can't, not only he can't speak, but if you say anything positive about him on Facebook, you risk getting banned. Now, interestingly, after my 7-day ban, I went through the process of saying, you know, it's a mistake, please reconsider. And a few hours later, I, you know, without any notice, my posting privileges returned to me. I'm mentioning this because it might indicate that Facebook is starting to realize what, you know, tyrants and censors they look like, to even ban anybody discussing Tommy Robinson in the context of the loss of free speech. I mean, how ironic is it that platforms dedicated to speech, you're not allowed to even mention somebody who is given an award for free speech. So it's just pretty amazing. Now, I think I'll be back next week, and I would like to talk about China and this virus that's going around. We'll have to see what's going. Maybe in a week we'll have a better idea of this outbreak, but it's nasty, folks.